is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123. This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And we've got a good matchup for you tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Fort Loramie hosting Covington in an important cross-county conference tilt. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Cloudy skies overhead, wind out of the north. There is a threat of rain, Chuck, but no lightning or thunder for miles around. Might have been a hint of that around noon or 1 o'clock here in the upper Miami Valley. But light showers have cleared out, and it looks like we are going to get this game started under dry weather, and that's a good thing. Unlike a week ago when Fort Loramie split Friday and Saturday, a half each evening down in Cincinnati, to finally subdue Madeira. It took the entire weekend to get it done. Shouldn't happen this weekend.
No, you wouldn't think so, and I'll tell you, that's tough. You pick your farthest road game and have that happen to you, but kids persevere. Parents and coaches were probably exhausted the next day. I'm sure the kids found something to do Saturday night.
Yeah, that was a heck of a weekend for Fort Loramie last Friday and Saturday night. Two-hour bus trip. So in the span of, what, a little more than 24 hours, the Redskins football team spent 2, 4, 6, 8 hours in the bus round trip twice to Madeira High School, which is tucked away down in southeastern Hamilton County alongside I-71.
Yeah, that's on your best day, not a great drive. So
Important game here tonight. Fort Loramie is 1-1 by virtue of the victory over Madeira last Friday and Saturday. Covington is 0-2. Buccaneers have played stout opponents in St. Henry and Minster, played each of them tough for a quarter and a half or so. In fact, trailed St. Henry by a scant 3-0 late in the second quarter. Scored first, did Covington, against Minster. Minster beat both Covington and Fort Loramie by going up top. 5 touchdown passes by Minster against the Buccaneers and Redskins. Critical game tonight, a lot of season to be played. Obviously, Covington, Fort Loramie, Miami East, the strength of the Cross County Conference. Fort Loramie's got Miami East next week. And on the last Friday of this month, Covington plays Miami East. It's a key game tonight because the team that wins this contest has got a chance to play and beat Miami East with so much on the line. League championship, conceivably, and then maybe a home game in the playoffs. You beat Miami East, you're going to garner a lot of computer points. And Fort Loramie's in an eighth-place tie in its region, Chuck, by beating Division Five Madeira 1 week ago.
Well, that was a nice win for them. We wondered. We didn't think they played poorly against Minster, but you know, they got beat by 20 points, and you know, they had some areas where they really needed to step up. So that win last week for them was huge, and now you start league, and you're right. In the next 3 weeks, this league is going to almost be decided.
Right.
Because all the three top teams play each other, and whoever comes out of that, if it's all split down the middle, then you're looking at maybe a tie for the league. But if somebody can go 2-0 against their big rivals, that's pretty much going to wrap the league up for you.
Exactly. We expect a fine game here tonight. It was a year ago when these two clubs hooked up for the first time ever. Fort Loramie beat Covington by a touchdown, 28-21 at the Buccaneers Field early season in 2017. It's going to be a tight scrap here tonight. We'll hear from both head coaches in just a minute. First-year head coach Fetzer Wells for Fort Loramie. Third-year head coach Tyler Cates for Covington. So many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, so much gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets. Get connected. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors for Fort Loramie contest specifically, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Well, we talked to Spencer Wells, first-year head coach at Fort Loramie earlier in the week, and he was proud of his club. 2 trips to Cincinnati. It took a long weekend to get it done. But the Redskins finally subdued Madeira to get Fort Loramie's first triumph of the year.
You know, that's never easy going back a second day, let alone a 2-hour bus ride. And with as hot as it was, too, I think that they handled it really well. And, you know, in the second half, I think we found out a lot about our guys in the sense that, you know, they're going to fight. I think that, you know, they had some momentum early on and we responded. That's one thing that we took away from it. Whenever they had a score, we responded with a score, and we were able to pause their momentum and really kind of take the game over as it moved on throughout the second half. So, you know, those are all positives. They played hard, and, you know, we're excited about what that means moving forward.
A sophomore quarterback, Colin Moore, doesn't play like a 10th grader. 100 yards on the ground for him against Madeira. You continue to be impressed by your QB.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, like we were talking earlier, I just love his demeanor and the way he carries himself.
Mm-hmm.
You said he doesn't play like a sophomore, and really coaching him, he doesn't look like a sophomore. And he's got a great demeanor about him. He's got confidence, and we certainly have a ton to clean up. You know, I don't even think he's close to his ceiling and his potential. This past game, we were right in the 50% range with our completion. I think we can improve on that, and he knows that as well. So he just needs to continue to pay attention to the details and keep working hard, and we're excited about what he can give us moving forward.
Now, you had to play that game in two parts, Friday and Saturday both. I'd be shocked if you said in preparation for Covington that you were 100% healthy after that weekend against Madeira.
Sure. Yeah, we've got a few guys banged up a little bit, and we're hoping that they'll be able to go on Friday. But, you know, and physically, you know, early on in the week, you could tell that they had a long weekend. It was nice that we had Monday off of school.
Mm-hmm.
That gave them some time to recover.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we told them this. No one's going to feel sorry for us because we had to go back to Cincy and make another bus trip. So
right. We've
got to be ready to go because we know Covington's going to be ready to go.
Fort Loramie threw the football 36 times, game one against Minster, 20 times in the victory over Madeira, a game in which you never trailed.
Mm-hmm.
So the game dictates how much you're going to throw, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, early on against Minster, we thought we had some good opportunities out on the perimeter, and we took advantage of that. And even early on against Madeira, you know, our pass game was effective for us. But as we built a lead, we got up 28-3 shortly before it was called. And so when we went back the second day, we knew we wanted to establish our run game. And our offensive line did a nice job. Max Hoying did a really nice job. He ran for over 200 yards. So, you know, that was good to see. And we wanted to see that because week one, we struggled to run the football. We didn't run it as much as we wanted to or needed to. So it was good to see us have that this week.
Yeah, speaking of sophomores, Colin Moore is one. Max Hoying is another.
Sure.
He racked up a couple touchdowns in the playoff game last year against Minster. He's got a bright future for you, too.
Sure. Yeah, and Max, and I've said this to a couple people before, is he's a football player.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
he fits the definition of a kid that just he wants to work. He's all business. And he's a great teammate. And one thing about Max that I thought was unique as a sophomore, when we voted for our captains, you have to be nominated by your teammates first. And he was nominated by several teammates to be a captain for our team this year. And I think that says a lot about his leadership as well, only being a sophomore.
Well, you give up 34 points week one, 29 week two.
Sure.
Obviously, some focus on the defense in preparation for Covington, which has moved the ball up and down the field in its first 2 weeks of play.
Sure. Yeah, and there's been, even in our scrimmages, we haven't got off the field nearly as well as that we need to.
Right.
You know, there's been a lot of third down situations, even fourth down situations
Sure. These
last couple weeks that we need to get off the football field. And
Right. That's
been a big focus for us in our practice. And it's something that, you know, the kids understand. And we've had a discussion after the first 2 weeks. We don't feel that we're close to playing our best football. We don't want to have that discussion again. I told them we don't need to have that discussion after this week. We need to start cleaning up the details and putting our best effort and best football on the field.
Spencer Wells, first-year head coach at Fort Loramie, before tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Covington, a team which the Redskins beat last year on the road in a cross-county conference early season game. Covington was rebuilding last year, still fairly young this year, but far more experienced than one season ago.
Sure. They've got a really nice junior class that does a lot for them, provides a lot of depth for them. You know, you just watch the film. They're well-coached. They're a physical team. And, you know, I've made it clear to a lot of people I've talked to that St. Henry and Minster didn't pound the football on them. You know, they weren't, it's not like they ran all over Covington.
Right.
They had kind of a slow grind for St. Henry.
Yep.
their offense struggled a little bit that game, so their defense was on the field quite a bit, and you could see it kind of wear as the game went on, which is, you know, it's tough to put your defense in those spots. And then against Minster, they just got beat over the top. It wasn't a lot of, you know, pounding dominant run game by Minster. They got beat over top a little bit. So you see that this is a really good football team. They're very physical. They're really well coached, and we have to be ready for that.
Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie. Redskins did suffer some minor injuries last week. Nick Brandewee and Carter Mesher were banged up. Offensive lineman Logan Siegel was as well. Nobody more energetic, more enthusiastic than Tyler Cates, head coach of Covington. He played on the 2006 Arcanum team. He was a fine performer, and he was on the field with some very good Trojan squads back in those years.
I was fortunate enough to play on some really good football teams. I think our worst record was 8-2. Wow. Made the playoffs twice, but it was in a tough region. I think it was Division 5, Region 20 then. Got to play for Coach John O'Meyer, who is a huge influence on my life still. Now he's back at Arcanum. Played 4 years, obviously. Played running back, played linebacker, played strong safety. We had a lot of success. Like I said, lost in the second round of the playoffs my senior year to the future state runner-up Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. Had the ball in the 20, went down six, and we ran out of time, so unfortunately lost there. I then went and played 1 year of college ball at Georgetown College. Ended up getting injured, so I quit, and then I transferred to Wright State, and I got into coaching right away with Coach Sean Meyer when he was at Versailles. And then when he moved on from there, I went with Jason Steffen, one of his assistants that was coaching at Arcanum. And then when I coached them for a few years, and then I coached at Greenville for a year under Schaefer, I wanted to learn some of the spread and some different, instead of just option, triple option, which is what I was raised in, triple option, power football, I wanted to learn some of the spread game. Sure. And at a bigger school.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I learned there. And then Twin Valley South, I got my first teaching job there. I never wanted to go anywhere else besides Arcanum. And then I get a teaching job at Twin Valley, and it just kind of fell into my hands. I got lucky. I was in the system when a coach got riffed. We were going through some financial issues there, and so it opened up, and they gave me an opportunity at 24 years old to be my first head coaching job.
Wow, neat.
Yeah, I was a head coach there for 3 years. Had some really nice talent. They made me look, you know, like a pretty good coach. So we were able to upset Covington, and I think that's a big reason why I got the job over here. We went 7-2 1 year. Bradford didn't have a team. We barely missed the playoffs. It was very unfortunate over there, but I had a great group of kids that I coached for 3 years there. And then when we upset Covington my last year, the job came open, and Dave Miller contacted me and said, you and one of his assistants, you need to apply for this job. And honestly, I was nervous to do that, and I grew up hating Covington, but I respected them. You know, I respected the way they played, but I was not a Covington fan, being from Arcanum.
Sure.
I tried to get the Arcanum job when it opened up, and I did not get that job before I got the South job. So I always wanted to coach at Arcanum. I just didn't get the job. They thought maybe I was too young. I don't know. I applied and got the job here. The people have been great to me here. The kids work so hard. There's a great tradition here. The biggest thing I've noticed is just how hard the kids work and how much they love their football here. And my first year, I came into a gold mine. I had 13 seniors, and 10 of them were studs. So we went 11-1. We beat St. Henry, lost Fort Recovery in the second round of playoffs. Couldn't ask for a better group to come into. You know, they worked their tails off, did everything I asked them to do. We went from triple to throwing the ball around. A quarterback threw 28 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Nathan Bly was just a gem to have to start.
Yep.
And had a good running back in Lance Miller, good offensive line, Seth Thomas, Adam Layfeld, Darren White was a great back. I mean, I just came into a great situation. Tristan Sauer, 6'5 receiver. I mean, I was blessed. Then last year, we were very young with a brutal schedule. You know, it's good for us, but we go from just playing St. Henry to adding Minster and bring Laramie into the league, and it's good for us. You know, the big thing with Covington is you lose the first round of the playoffs every year. So we won the first round my first year, so we wanted to go further. This schedule, I think, will help prepare us better. Now it's just we got to rally the troops. You know, when you don't win those tough games, and St. Henry is a tough opponent, and so is Minster. I mean, they're top-notch, and Fort Laramie is as well. So last year we were young. Lost 3 heartbreakers within, you know, 6-7 point games, and we started 6 sophomores. So a lot of those guys are starting this year. We're still relatively young. We're more of a junior-heavy team. Only 3 or 4 seniors see the field, so we have 19 juniors. So a lot of those kids play a lot. We have a couple sophomores, but I think there's only 4 seniors that get any playing time this year, 3 or 4. So we're still relatively young, but a year experienced. And then going into this year, Lost a tough one to St. Henry. The story of our team this year right now is we're playing as hard as any team I've ever coached. We're flying around, but we're beating ourselves with turnovers. We're turning the ball over on special teams and on offense too much. Defense, we've let some big plays happen in the secondary, but our kids are playing extremely hard, and we have a really talented football team. We just haven't been able to put a whole game together. Down to St. Henry, 3-0, getting ready to go into halftime. They score with 11 seconds left before half. Kind of deflates you going, you should have been down 3-0. Then we get a turnover to start the second half, then we turn it right back over. And so we threw an interception on the six, and they end up scoring. That game was closer than what the score said. And then with Minster, we go down and score right away. And then we're driving again, and we throw an interception. We bobble a pass. Falls right into their hands, and they go get a score. We get a nice goal line stand before half, but we're down two scores. Come out, drive it all the way down the field again to get within one score and throw an interception. So we're right there. You know, they're against some really quality football teams, but turnovers have been the problem for our team. So what do we need to do? We need to fix our turnovers. We need to be value the football more. We need to keep flying around on defense and not give up the big play. But we're a very talented team. We have a lot of good skill kids. Almost all of our skill kids are juniors except for Parker Dysinger. And he plays some tight end and some wide out for us. But, you know, with my brother Andrew and Cade and Gage and Braden Wiggins and Duncan Cooper and Trenton Alexander, Clayton Machino, I mean, the list just goes on. Alex Schaefer, I can just keep naming guys. I am very blessed with athletes. Wish we had more big kids in the school and some more linemen. But our kids play really hard we're going to be probably one of the smallest teams against most of the teams we play, but our kids flat out just play hard and our defense is fast.
Tyler Cates, third-year head coach here at Covington, our guest before tonight's game between Fort Laramie and Covington. Your offense, how does it look? What style of play, formation? Same on defense. What's your appearance on the defensive side of the ball?
On offense, first of all, we line up in some 2x2, some 3x1 formation, some spread, and we run speed option and run ISO, and we throw it around a little bit, quick throws and some deep throws, and then some zone read stuff. And then under center, we're more the wing T. So we're multiple. We have a big fullback, so I like to feed him some and play action off of that, so we'll line up in some tight wing stuff and run some power and run some play action, some toss. So I have some of the old school mix with some of the newer game on offense. We just try to take what you're giving us, and if we find an advantage, we just keep running with that. I try to be balanced. In a perfect world, I want to be 70-30 and run, or 65-35. Right now we're about 50-50. Out of necessity, we've had to throw more than what I'd want to, but we just kind of try to take what you give us, and we try to find the weakness in the defense and try to exploit that. Defensively, we're a very aggressive 3-4-5-2 defense. We're trying to bring heat. We're trying to put pressure, put high school kids in compromised positions and make quarterbacks make fast decisions and try not to give up the long ball. Unfortunately, we've been giving up the long ball against Minster and one time against St. Henry, but we gave it up two or three times against Minster. But you'll see us moving around a lot, slanting, angling, blitzing quite a bit. We bring a lot of pressure. We try to, like I said, make the offense very uncomfortable.
Words of Covington head coach Tyler Cates. Chuck, probably no better ambassador for a high school football program than Tyler. I asked him two questions, and he took it away for seven minutes. I didn't have to say a thing hardly.
No, that's impressive, and I'll tell you, I like his enthusiasm. I like the fact that he had the guts to say, I hated Covington growing up. But it's understandable. I mean, I do Troy and I do Sydney on the radio. I coached at Piqua for 30 years. You don't ever lose that feeling towards them, but yeah. you get to know people, and it becomes, you realize that it's just like Piqua. It's just like Arcanum. It's the same thing. So he's learning that, and he's going to do a great job at Covington, it's obvious.
Very well said. My takeaways from the two interviews with the head coaches, each team has quickness. If Fort Laramie a little bigger, Covington may try to get in Fort Laramie's offensive backfield. You heard the head coach, Tyler Cates, hint at that. And Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Laramie, is wary of that. And he mentioned so in his conversation.
Well, yeah, I mean, what you don't want is the defense in your backfield. That disrupts everything. So the offensive line is going to be a real key for Fort Laramie, which it usually is.
Redskins are kicking off to start the game from the north to the south, and Covington returns the kick from the 9-yard line up the far hash mark, beyond it, toward the boundary, a couple blocks, a third one, a missed tackle, good return. Up over the 40-yard line goes Covington to start the game. Excellent field position for the Covington Buccaneers. Wow, that was Schaefer who brought it back upfield.
Yep. He's a sophomore. He's a junior. You're going to hear a lot of juniors tonight.
And Schaefer did a fine job. He had a nice wedge out in front. And right up the Covington sideline he went. Actually stepped out at the 37. Didn't get across the 40. The quarterback is Schmelzer. He runs the show for Covington. Handoff, running play from scrimmage, 3 yards from the 37 to the 40. Cade Schmelzer runs the show. Very good percentage throwing in 2 weeks, 26 of 42 for 275 yards. Unfortunately, of his 16 incompletions, 6 have been picked off.
Yeah, that'll kill you.
Braden Wiggins, 10 carries, 64 yards in 2 weeks. Gage Kerrigan, 12 carries, 50 yards in a couple weeks. Andrew Cates has 7 receptions for 80. Second down running play outside right tackle. And Fort Loramie stuffed it at the point of attack, but then a great surge. Wiggins stayed on his feet, and he kept plodding forward, wouldn't go down. It took 5 black shirts to wrap him up eventually. Out over the 45 at the 46, 3rd and 1, Covington.
Yeah, they hit him at the hole, and they had him at the line of scrimmage, and his momentum took him 5 more yards down the field.
Offensive line, Ian Wilson at a tackle, Jesse Fisher at a tackle, Sam Pritchard and Eli Gerling at the guards, Gavin McReynolds over the ball at center, and it's a plunge right up the gut over center for Covington. Good enough for 4 yards and a first down right to the 50.
This is old-time football. You got a fullback out there. He's running the ball on short yardage. He's leading the running back through the hole. This is the way football used to be played.
Buccaneers in the road, white jerseys, black pants. Fort Loramie in the home, black top to bottom, black headgear, red and white trim. Buccaneers to the line of scrimmage. Schmelzer will be in the spread occasionally. This time he's under center. 2 backs behind him. Second man through gets the nod. He sprints outside right tackle. Fort Loramie's defense stretches out the play and subdues the ball carrier after picking up about 3.
That was Max Hoyne. He did a nice job.
And Max is a two-way player. Got a lot of action on offense last week for Fort Loramie. Second down and 7 for the Buccaneers. We played a little over 2 minutes. Covington with 1 first down. 4 plays from scrimmage for the Buccaneers. McReynolds over the ball at center. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the very short side of the field. And in the spread is Schmelzer. And he keeps. He's got a sliver of an opening outside left tackle. He faked the dish on the play to Wiggins. Schmelzer dived into the line, squeezed out a few yards to the Fort Loramie 45. It sets up 3rd down and about 4.5 to go for a 1st down.
That was a sideline warning. I thought there was a flag, but it's just a warning.
Fort Loramie Redskins had a tremendous game on defense last week from 2 young men, Mark Sager, Max Hoyne. 7 tackles apiece. C.J. Billing had 5 more. Parker Deisinger has been in on 36 solos and assisted tackles for Covington's defense this year.
He's in 2 games?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Isn't that amazing? He's also forced a couple fumbles. Here's a possession play. Man in motion to the wide side. He gets the toss on the pitch. He roams the corner. Nailed, though, at the 44. Fort Loramie came up to greet the ball carrier right now. Play got stuffed after a 1-yard advance. 4th and 4 for Covington at the Fort Loramie 44-yard line.
I think they thought for a second about going for it. Now they're going to go back and punt.
Chuck, I didn't pick up the number of the ball carrier on that last play.
I didn't catch it either. Put him in motion.
Yeah, I thought it was Wiggins.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm just guessing.
Might have been Dalton Weir. I think it was 5.
Yeah, I thought it was 5,
it
too.
It was 5, who came back into the offensive backfield from his slot. Schmelzer flipped it to him, but the jet sweep around the left side netted only 1. The punt by Covington rolls to a stop at the Fort Loramie 19-yard line. And that's where the Redskins start first and 10. No score. We played 3 minutes, 36 seconds of the opening period. Fort Loramie with the wind advantage here in the opening period. It's dry overhead, cloudy. And the breeze is a stiff one at times, blowing from north to south. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage to open up action with three receivers. Flanked to the wide side, split 12, 15, and 18 yards. And here's the sophomore quarterback rising up to throw on a first down effort. And he zips it to the right at the knees of the receiver. No good, 7 yards downfield. Colin Moore incomplete on his initial pass. Clayton Machino in coverage for Covington. Mason Kemper a wide out. Sam Barhorst a wide out for quarterback Colin Moore. Running back is Carter Mesher, who got nicked up a little last week, as did Nick Brandewee. Tight end C.J. Billing. We'll go over the offensive line momentarily. That has Logan Siegel missing. Colin Moore, the quarterback for Fort Loramie, on second and 10, kept it, nudged forward for a couple. Picked up perhaps 2.5, sets up a third, and a little better than 7 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie with 4 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. Line of scrimmage, the 22.5 of the Redskins. Well, under head coach Spencer Wells, Chuck, it might be forward pass time here. Two receivers to the left. Nope, Wells starts toward the line of scrimmage and makes a delayed pitch to Carter Mesher, and he bolts outside left tackle. It was not Mesher, it was Max Hoying, and he exploded through a gaping hole. He galloped ahead for what, Chuck, about 12, 13 yards?
I got to the 41, so that'd be 17.
17, I missed it by 5. Nice run by Hoying, good blocking up front. Hoying on the field a lot for Mesher tonight. Colin Moore, the quarterback for Fort Loramie, bucks ahead for a couple, that's it. He stacked up over the 35 at the 38. Second down, 8 yards to go for Fort Loramie. Well, Max Hoying picking up where Carter Mesher left off. Good game for Max Hoying last week. Over 100 yards rushing. 20 carries, 119 yards to be exact. Here's a flat pass behind the line of scrimmage by Moore. It's caught in the back for Fort Loramie. Skips ahead up over the 40, 45, spilled at the 46. That was Carter Mesher. The play generates 7, leaves Fort Loramie a yard short of a first down at the 45. No score, 6:38 to go in the first quarter. Covington one possession, a first down, then a punt. Fort Loramie has earned a first down. Redskins have third and very short here at the Fort Loramie 45. Line is down. Hand off Moore. Ball carrier trudges between left guard and tackle, and he hammers to the 49. He's got the first down. Offensive line did a good job that time for Fort Loramie. Grant Imwali, Colin Dietrich, Josh Pangalinan, Griffin Meyer, and Blake Holdhouse. The two tackles, two guards, and center opened up enough room for the Redskins to produce a first down at the 49 of Fort Loramie, first and 10. Colin Moore to throw and first down, one-step retreat, and hits a receiver on a slant, a bullet, and it's good for 9 or 10 to the 41 or 42 of Covington. That was a laser by Colin Moore right on the money.
I like their pass scheme. I mean, they do a good job. They don't make him try to bomb the ball down the field. They get quick passes out, just get into an open spot turn. I'm impressed.
Chuck, back when I used to play sandlot football, that was a button hook pass pattern.
Button hook, absolutely.
Redskins have a second and 1 from the Covington 43. It's Colin Moore, the quarterback keeps. He dances outside left tackle. He's across the line of scrimmage, beyond the linebackers. Cuts it back. Look at him go. 20, 15, 10. No one will catch him. He's gone. Touchdown, 42 yards. Colin Moore of Fort Loramie.
They add that dimension. We didn't see that a whole lot against Minster. He obviously ran it for 100 yards last week, and he had 42 on that one. They add that dimension. They're just going to get better and better.
And again, the offensive line up front for Fort Loramie. Yeoman's work on that play. Colin Moore might have shaken one tackler a yard or two downfield. After that, it was clear sailing. Boy, he made an instinctive cutback move once he got beyond the LBs about 15 yards downfield.
Showed some speed, too. He ran away from the safety.
Here is the extra point try by Beltran Dorado LaFarga. Or I should say, I think it's pronounced, yeah, it is. It's LaFarga, not LaFarga. And the 5'10", 150-pound sophomore exchange student thumped it through the uprights for Fort Loramie, which takes a 7-0 lead with 5:10 left in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, and M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. We're also online with the Redskins-Buccaneers game tonight. Thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it, and Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Here is the kickoff by LaFarga, who just made the extra point. And it's a lofty kick, end over end, hauled in at the 14 by Covington. And unlike the first return for the Buccaneers, which was a good one, Fort Loramie has excellent coverage on this trip down the field and upsets the return man in the area of the 25-yard line.
Yeah, that was Luthman, and he did a nice job of getting down there and covering that kick. He's only a sophomore.
Yep, well done by Tyler Luthman, 5'11", 180 pounds soft. Superb tackle on the coverage team for the Redskins. Buccaneers try to get something going. Schmelzer, the quarterback, gives it to Wiggins, and a tap dance in the offensive backfield. No room to run. He is thwarted right there at the point of attack, the 25. Max Hoying in on another hit for Fort Loramie. No gain for the Covington ball carrier. Second down and 10. 7-0 Redskins. 4:38 left to go here in the first quarter. Buccaneers with the wind at their backs. We've yet to see a forward pass from Covington, right, Chuck?
Right.
Schmelzer at the helm. Under center. Two backs behind him. And the first man through is Kerrigan. And he gets a helmet from a would-be tackler of Fort Loramie, and down he goes. He lost a couple. Third and 12 for Covington. Devin Werman, Max Hoying on the stop for Fort Loramie. We might see a forward pass here on third down and nearly 12 for Covington.
Almost time to do the Clancy's player of the game for Fort Loramie.
Hoying has gotten one tackle after another so far. Covington's only had, what, about eight plays from scrimmage, and I bet Max Hoying's had a piece of six tackles.
Yep, they ran it by eight times.
Deep drop to Schmelzer, plenty of time. A hole opens up, he breaks contain, he scoots up the middle of the field, and he wraps up over the 30, lunges forward to the 34, very close to a first down, all depends on the spot.
Oh my, they spotted it a yard ahead of where the guy came up to spot it.
And it's first down for the Buccaneers. Perhaps a fortuitous marking of the ball.
Well, the umpire didn't look over at the linesman who was the one that's supposed to mark it. He was a yard behind that. He had the ball on the 20 or 34-yard line.
Give the Covington quarterback all the credit in the world. He fought for every extra inch he could get and made it pay off. Here's a first down pass play deflected by Fort Loramie behind the line of scrimmage. And the ball falls harmlessly to the turf in the left flat. Incompletion. Stop the clock. 3:21 to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Covington nothing. 7 points decided last year's game, won by Fort Loramie at Covington, 28-21. Three receivers flanked to the short side of the field for Schmelzer and company for the Buccaneers. Here is an inside handoff on the play to Wiggins. A little misdirection, flags flying both sides of the gridiron. And the play was throttled right there at the 35 or 36. Let's see what the marker is all about.
The only thing it could have been is illegal formation.
And it must be a pre-snap foul, Chuck.
It's not, no.
No? Well, that was a first down play, so if you are Fort Loramie, you take the 5.
Yeah, that was second and 10. Now it's second and 15 because they had the incomplete pass on first
down. That's what I thought. Yeah. I might have gone ahead and said, we'll decline it and force you to get a first down on third and 10. Second and 15 for Covington. Redskins accept the 5-yard penalty. Schmelzer under center. Toss, sweep to the left. It is the wingback trying to get on the edge. He picks his spot, slants to the far first down marker, or I should say the line of scrimmage marker. He's decked in the area of the Covington bench after garnering 4. That was the second time in this game we have seen Dalton Weir carry the football for the Buccaneers, and it leaves Covington short of a first down by 11. Third down coming up at the 34. Schmelzer, deep drop to throw. Has a man in the right flat. Will he make a man miss? Yes. He sheds a tackler at the 40. Skips up the near sideline, 45. Stays on his feet to the 50 before being knocked out of bounds. Well done by Wiggins. He's got some wheels in an open space. He's a tough man to get to the turf.
Well, one guy had a shot to stop him, and on third down, it didn't happen.
With the out-of-bounds play, the clock stops. 2:10 left here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Covington nothing. Buccaneers have gone up top a little bit on this drive with some success. First and 10, Covington at the Fort Loramie 49. Two receivers to the short side of the field. Schmelzer under center. Handoff, Wiggins. He burrows forward over left guard. He tucks that football away tightly and strides for 3 or 4. Actually, Kerrigan lugged it. It was not Wiggins. New line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 45. Second down and 6. And we heard the public address say Max Hoying's name again.
They're taking a lot of time off the clock.
Yep. It is a brisk first quarter. We're down to just over a minute to go. Second down, 6 for Covington. Schmelzer takes the snap, gives it to his first man through. He bucks outside right tackle and roams down near the 40, close to first down yardage. Wiggins toted it. He advanced it for nearly 6. It's going to be third and about 2 feet for Covington at the Fort Loramie 40. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Unless we have some big plays in this game, Chuck, with the way Covington is eating clock, who knows, 3 touchdowns might be victorious. Third and less than 1. Oh, Fort Loramie knifes through and throws the ball carrier on his keister at the 45-yard line. Kerrigan was blasted. C.J. Billing gets credit for the stop. C.J., the young man with the big hits all baseball season, especially in the tournament, in leading Fort Loramie to the state championship. And the first quarter closes out. Covington will have a 4th and 6, and should the Buccaneers punt to start the second quarter, Covington will kick it with the win. We played 1 period here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 7, Buccaneers nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie High School. Covington Buccaneers come to the line of scrimmage at the Fort Loramie 45, facing a 4th and 6. We start the second quarter of play, and Covington's going to go for the first down. Schmelzer back to throw. No one available. Might have been a quarterback draw. He tries to rip up the middle. He's belted down after gaining 5. Didn't get the first down, and Fort Loramie takes over at the Redskins 44.
Strange call. They had a good run on a pass play that nobody was open, but to call that far up the field, I don't know. I think you punt it. Punt it and play defense.
Now the Buccaneers did have the wind advantage if they did elect to punt. Didn't, though. And Fort Loramie now has possession 5 yards short of the 50, leading 7-0. Opening minute, quarter number 2. Here's Colin Moore, the quarterback, takes the snap, rolls to the right, then reverses his field. Fort Loramie guilty of offensive holding in the backfield. Moore is nailed for a minus 7. And if I'm Covington, Chuck, I decline the penalty.
Oh, they're going to decline it.
And I take the huge loss of 7 yards. Very good play by the Covington Buccaneers. Caden Presser slanted through, and he hog-tied the quarterback for Fort Loramie around the knees and dropped him immediately. The penalty not accepted by Covington, as we predicted. So it is 2nd down and 17 yards to go for Fort Loramie from the Redskins 38. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Minster plays Fort Recovery tonight. Sydney plays Dayton Belmont. We'll try to update you on scores as they do become available. Here's a flat pass to Mesher. It is zipped to him by the quarterback Moore. Mesher catches it with no defender in front and streaks ahead for a quick 10. It will be 3rd down and 7 yards to go for Fort Loramie from the Redskins 48. As you mentioned last week, Chuck, or 2 weeks ago, when we covered Fort Loramie hosting Minster here, that play from Moore to Mesher goes down as a forward pass, but it's like a lengthy handoff.
Yep, no doubt about it. I've got one score so far. I got Graham leading Lehman 6-0 early in the first.
That is the Cavaliers' opponent tonight. Two receivers to the left. Big possession play here for Fort Loramie, and a timeout is called by the Redskins just before that snap from center. 7-0 Redskins lead it. 2 minutes gone here in quarter number 2. You've got to check out that great inventory of new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all over. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the 3 generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie, and see them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. That's Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? will call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Tom and Jerry's will give your system the tune-up it needs. Check with Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are experts at servicing systems which need medical gas and backflow prevention. Redskins to heave a bomb down the right side of the field, and it's a great running catch at the 25-yard line, a broken tackle, and a touchdown by Fort Loramie. I think, Chuck, it was Mason Kemper on the receiving end. Was that six?
Number six, yes. That was a heck of a throw and a heck of a catch.
Well, that was one-on-one coverage down the near sideline. Fort Loramie sold out, full protection. Sent Mason Kemper alone down the near sideline. Single coverage by Covington. Defender was right with him. But the throw by Colin Moore was beautiful. It was spot on. And Kemper made an excellent over-the-shoulder grab between the 20 and 25. And he spurted the rest of the way. Extra point try by Fort Loramie. It didn't look real artistic. It hooked to the left, and it's no good. It banged off the upright. Beltran Dorado LaVarga made his first attempt tonight. Just missed that one. But the Redskins, with a second touchdown, lead over Covington. 13-0, 2 minutes gone, quarter number two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Along with Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at tomjerrys.com. That's Tom and Jerry's on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. By the touchdown strike from Moore to Kemper, traveled how long, Chuck?
48 yards.
It went nearly half the length of the field, and it was superbly done. Here's a great kickoff return by Covington. Wow, the return man breaks a tackle, another, makes one more man miss, dashes to the 50. He's in front of the Buccaneers bench on the far side, finally caught up to in the area of the 30. There's a marker down, though, at the Fort Loramie 43. Maybe a clip or a block in the back against the visiting team.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alex Schaefer is quick.
And he's had two sparkling kickoff returns already in this game. Much of this one, though, may be wiped out. 10 minutes even left here in the second quarter. It is Fort Loramie 13, Covington nothing. Chuck, we like what we saw from Colin Moore, sophomore quarterback at Fort Loramie week one. He continues to impress, not only with accuracy, but arm strength.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that throw down the sideline, the catch was great. The throw was great. I mean, the defense, the kid was right there. It was just a heck of a play.
And Moore's ability to run, which we witnessed early on in this game, and as you noted, is another dimension that will make Fort Loramie's offense even stronger. 15-yard penalty against Covington. Spot of the foul, the Fort Loramie 43. So the Buccaneers will have it in the vicinity of their own 45. And head coach Tyler Cates' team needs to get on a march and put points on the board on this possession. Covington would prefer to run the football, and when you get more than two scores behind, with a half left, it's very difficult at the high school level unless you produce takeaways to come from behind. Schmelzer brings his team to the line of scrimmage. He's under center. It's a wing T appearance with some options off of it. Wide receiver flanked to this side. It's Machino along with Andrew Cates. He split 15. Schmelzer looks that way for Cates. Instead, dumps it off in the flat, tipped on the play by Fort Loramie, and the ball falls short of Wiggins 3 yards downfield.
Well, I'll tell you what, Wiggins was wide open and would have got a first down easily. He held the ball too long.
Nathan Radiman, good pursuit in the backfield of Covington.
Good job getting their hands up. If you're not going to get to the quarterback, the next thing you do is make sure you got your hands up to take away some of those throwing lanes.
9:55 left here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 13, Covington nothing. Second and 10 for the Buccaneers at their own 46. Schmelzer with a deep drop has time. It is a slant route down around the 45 of Fort Loramie, and the receiver on the ground can't get it off the turf. He tried to get fingers under it, trapped it, ruled an incompletion. Machino was there. Ball a hair low. Would have been a superb grab had it been ruled incomplete. It's not, and it's third and 10, Covington. 13-0 Redskins. Buccaneers flank two to the left, including Cates. Quarterback Schmelzer is in the spread. Rolls this way, still running. Has a receiver on an out cut in front of the Redskins bench. Yes, it's caught. Play good for 13. Cates hauled it in at the 42 of Fort Loramie. The play goes for 13, first and 10, Buccaneers.
Well, they've moved the ball. They've stalled each time they've had a drive going. Had to punt once, went for it on fourth down, turned it over on downs.
And that's been somewhat typical of the first two games of the year for Covington. Buccaneers have moved it, but they've been victimized by a bunch of turnovers. In fact, Covington has thrown six interceptions on the season. Running play, Kerrigan bulls forward between left guard and tackle, and he pounds for four or five to about the 38 of Fort Loramie.
You're not going to arm tackle that kid.
No. Up Kerrigan's a load. He and Wiggins are fine offensive backs. Wiggins hides in behind his offensive lineman, 5'7", 155-pound junior.
Yeah, Kerrigan's 5'7", 200
yep.
pounds.
He's a human bowling ball. And when he gets rolling, it takes about three or four to slow him down. Nearly offside before Loramie. In fact, I think it might have been.
Yep.
Whistles and flags halt the play before the snap. And it's a marched off five against the Redskins, enabling Covington now to set up shop inside the 35 of Fort Loramie and face a second and a little more than a yard to go for a first down.
You're over the ball. You're not supposed to move on anything except for the ball movement.
Right.
Easier said than done.
Under nine left to go here in quarter number two. Covington trying to make this a one-score game. Threatening now inside the Fort Loramie 35. Deep snap to Schmelzer. Play action. He keeps. He avoids one man, another. He's got to eat it. He scampers down the near sideline. Hurdles a would-be tackler at the 32. Lunges to about the 30. He did a lot of running, Chuck, to pick up, what, a couple yards and a first down?
Yeah, he picked up two, but he did a good job because he avoided about an 8-yard loss on the initial pressure.
Yep, sure did. And by slipping away from the Fort Loramie tackler and avoiding the setback, he does get a first down. Otherwise, Covington would have been sitting at third and probably 10 to go for a first down. Instead, it's first and 10 right at the Fort Loramie 30. Schmelzer deals to Wiggins. He slowed a step or two behind the line of scrimmage, managed to twist his way back to the line of scrimmage. No gain. Second down and 10 for Covington. Devin Worman in on the tackle for Fort Loramie. Again, the offensive line for the Buccaneers. Ian Wilson, 5'10", 190, a senior at a tackle. Jesse Fisher, 6 feet, 225, a junior at a tackle. Sam Pritchard, 6 feet, 235, a senior at a guard, along with Eli Gerling, at a guard, 5'11", 250, a senior. Gavin McReynolds over the ball at center. Man in motion, and it's a pitch to him. Good penetration by Fort Loramie, but outstanding speed by Covington, which skirts the corner, and the running play generates 15, maybe more. Down the Buccaneers' side of the field, it's Alex Schaefer, who's been brilliant on a couple kickoff returns. Head coach Tyler Cates got the ball in his hands right there, and the speedy Schaefer cut the corner. Looked like Fort Loramie might have a shot at getting him at the line of scrimmage. Schaefer simply outran the Redskins.
Yeah, he is one quick kid. I'm impressed that they went with him. That he didn't run the two jet sweeps earlier.
The play gained about 18, and it's a first down Buccaneers at the 12 of Fort Loramie. Schmelzer deals to Kerrigan, and he is slowed and stacked up after a two-yard advance. He got inside the 10 to about the 8. Covington can get a first down at the 1.5. 7:18 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 13, Covington nothing. Buccaneers on a serious march. Buccaneers to the line of scrimmage. McReynolds over the ball at center. Cates flank wide left. Slot right. In motion. It is Dalton Weir. And it's a plunge right up the gut by Kerrigan. And he hammers forward for about 3 or 4. He got down to about the 7 or 8 yard line. That didn't get as much as I thought. Maybe picked up 2. No more than that. And now Covington confronts a third down and 7 to go for a first down.
Well, they faked the jet sweep again that time to Schaefer, and Covington did a good job, or Loramie did a good job of staying home in the middle.
Yep, Redskins were alert. Here's Schmelzer. He fakes the pitch out, wants to roll around right in. Oh, we've got a motion call denying the play. A pre-snap foul against Covington. So we'll be third down and about 12 to go for the Buccaneers. Back at the 12 or 13 yard line. Every bit of the 13. Buccaneers can get a first down at the 1. 6:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Cloudy skies overhead, wind out of the north. There were some sprinkles an hour before game time. All Glaze and Mercer counties, along with Western Shelby, had a downpour early afternoon today, but it's been, for the most part, dry late afternoon and this evening. Thank goodness, no lightning or thunder. Schmelzer rolling right, steps up in the pocket, whips it down near the goal line, deflected. Redskins might have gotten it on the rebound. Yep, interception on the goal line, ruled in the end zone. I think it's a touchback. Fort Loramie will get the ball out at the 20, or is it spotted for play in the field of play at the 1?
Yeah, he picked it off about the, they stepped in, knocked it away, picked it off about the 2 yard line.
Well, Fort Loramie, Chuck, had that pass route smothered. Really, not much of a chance for Schmelzer to sneak it in there to Machino.
That was Jake Ratterman with the interception. I didn't see who deflected it. Just as important the deflection as the pickoff was, that's for sure.
You're so right. And Jake got it after it was repelled. Here's a flat pass to Carter Mesher. Is it Mesher or Hoyne? Look at him go. Near sideline. He might take it for 99. It's Carter Mesher sprinting to daylight. Covington in pursuit. Nobody will get him.
Wow.
Carter Mesher's gone. A 99-yard swing pass. More to Mesher, and he took it to the house on the first play from scrimmage after the interception. And Fort Loramie leads Covington 19-0.
That was a gutsy call, and boy, it worked out for him, didn't it?
It sure did. Because Covington had light coverage out in the flat against Carter Mesher.
Yeah, they tried to cover him one-on-one out there. I would think at this point they're going to make some adjustments.
No chance to blanket Mesher with just one player.
And Machino, who's got some quickness with the safety, had an angle on him and could not come close to him.
No, Mesher turned it on into an extra gear, and away he went. Extra point try again here by Beltran Dorado Lafarga. He tries to make it a 20-0 lead for Fort Loramie. And the kick is low, hooking to the left, and it managed to sneak over the crossbar inside the left upright. It wasn't as pretty looking as the miss previous, which hit the post.
Soccer play.
This one was lower, but it managed to stake its way over the crossbar and get inside the left upright. 20-0 Fort Loramie. Just over 6 minutes played in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Lehman has taken the lead on Graham now 7-6, and Anna leads New Bremen 7-0. That was a 7:30 kick, so that has to be in the first quarter.
And here at Fort Loramie, the Redskins lead the Buccaneers now 20-0. Boy, the game turns around sharply. Covington driving for points to cut it to a one-score game. They throw the pick at the goal line, and then Fort Loramie produces a dramatic 99-yard score, a swing pass from Colin Moore to Carter Mesher, and he hustled down the near sideline, outracing three or four players from Covington. Nobody came close to tackling him, Chuck.
As you talked about his injury, he had kind of an ouchy hip. Is that correct?
Yes.
Looked like it was okay.
Uh-huh. Yep, he didn't show any ill effects,
man,
on that dash.
That kid has got some speed.
He sure does. 20-0 Fort Loramie. Covington kickoff return to the 30. Buccaneers start first down, 10 yards to go, and it's imperative that Covington produces points here at the end of the second quarter of this game.
Well, they've moved the ball all three times they've had it. They just haven't put any points on the board.
Here is a little misdirection, offensive backfield by Covington, but Fort Loramie smells it out and drops the ball carrier. Wiggins is pushed to the turf after advancing it one. Colin Dietrich put the shoulder into the ball carrier. He gets credit for the hit for Fort Loramie. Second down and 9 for the Buccaneers. We near the 5-minute mark here in the second quarter. 20-0 Redskins. Schmelzer under center on second down, a little less than 9. Takes a step or two into the backfield, and then makes a late dish to the ball carrier, trying to get the edge. Wiggins can't do it. He's lassoed and thrown down at the 35.
Devin Werman did a nice job that time getting in there. I mean, that looked like it was going to open up, and he came in there and made a heck of a tackle.
Yep, open field tackle supreme by Werman. 4:35 to go second quarter. Covington a passing down here. Third and nearly 7 to go for a first down at the Buccaneers 33. Schmelzer in the spread, steps up in the pocket, swings it into the flat to Wiggins, off his fingertips, no good, incomplete. Clock stops, 4:21 remaining till halftime. Covington punting with the wind here.
I don't think anybody on that other sideline was expecting to be down 20-0 in the second quarter.
Oh, no, not a chance. This appeared to be an extremely even game on paper. Both coaches agreed. Each team had played a stern schedule to date. Covington 0-2 with losses to St. Henry and Minster. Fort Loramie 1-1, a win on the road at Madeira, and a loss at home to Minster. The punt sails to the Redskins 35, return to the 39. And that's where it's first down and 10 yards to go for the Redskins, who with a score here late in the second quarter, Chuck, would put a world of hurt on Covington Fort Loramie gets the ball to start the second half.
Yes, they do. So, I mean, they can be a little conservative here, run some clock, knowing they're going to get the ball. But, boy, the way they're throwing it, why not throw it?
McReynolds handled the punting chores for Covington on that last boot. Redskins start first and 10 from their own 39, just over four to play until halftime.
Well, Moore is 3 for 3 for 157 yards and 2 touchdowns here in the second quarter.
I'm not sure if Andy Dalton can match those stats.
Well, I would take this kid over Andy Dalton in a big game.
Here's a deep drop by Colin Moore, and he hurls one down the left side. He went for another big gainer after an exchange of the football, and he missed Mesher running toward the 20-yard line marker on the far side at the end of the Covington bench. Moore displaying another strong arm. Simply pitched that one a little too distant.
Yeah, they were off kilter a little bit because Mesher was running down the hash mark and that ball went to the sideline.
And the clock came to a halt. 4:07 left to go here in quarter number two. 20-0, Redskins lead. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage, slot left. Colin Moore in the spread, keeps, wants to run up the middle. Then has to dart to the outside to avoid a tackler, and he's tripped up right at the line of scrimmage, the 39. Third and 10 for the Redskins. So many thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed and Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service at Bambauer. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. And in Rushi, a big shout-out to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Several of our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Momentary delay as the line judge steps forward and communicates with the back judge, apparently an equipment adjustment for a Redskin offensive lineman. And Holdhouse checks in. Blake Holdhouse at a tackle. 3:20 to go now in the second quarter. Third and 10 Redskins at the Fort Loramie 39. And whistles are tooted once more. Thank you, Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. That's Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Oh, here's the snap by Fort Loramie on third and 10. Ball pops up in the air. Redskins alertly catch the pop-up and turn it into maybe no gain, setting up a fourth and 10 or 11 for the Redskins, who dodged a bullet right there.
Yeah, they didn't need to turn it over there. They got a chance now to punt it away and make Covington at least have a, probably from where they're kicking the ball, probably about a 60-yard if they cover the punt well.
A timeout situation, three remaining for the Buccaneers, two for Fort Loramie, and Covington may need all three of those during this last-ditch drive at the end of the second quarter with Fort Loramie on top by a 20-0 count. We spoke of Goffney Furniture seconds ago. Don't miss out on the new inventory of fantastic furniture at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. You'd better get going to Goffney. That's Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service, free of charge. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right. Great savings at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. And for added savings, go to the website for the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. Under three to play, second quarter, Holdhouse in punt formation for Fort Loramie. Takes the low snap. It might be blocked. It is. A good charge by Covington, which picks up the block punt and scurries 23 yards to the end zone for a touchdown. And it's 20-6, and Covington is right back in the thick of this game.
Wow.
It was a low snap. It looked like Holdhouse's first clutch, Chuck, was going to be enough to secure it, but then there was some hesitation. He muffed it after he did secure initially the low snap, and when he did get the ball on his foot, Covington was all around him, and the Buccaneers smothered that ball to the ground in the vicinity of the 22 or 23. I'm not sure who managed to latch on to it and skip to the end zone for the score.
Yeah, that was a bad break.
Good break for the Covington.
Well, yeah, but we don't cover them, so I call it a bad break.
And the Covington Buccaneers make their own break right there with good pressure on the punter. Had there not been, Holdhouse might have been able to gather himself and get the ball away. He did not. As I said, Covington simply smothered that punt. It got off Holdhouse's foot, what, maybe 2 or 3 feet in the air, no
more? At the most, yeah. At the most. That's a real momentum changer going into halftime.
Sure is. Extra point try, but Covington is good by McReynolds as he smacked it between the posts. And we've still got 2:44 to play here in the second quarter. And Covington is in the mix, right back in the thick of this contest. It looked like Covington was going to have to go 60 or 70 yards in the final 2 minutes for a score to make it a two-score game at halftime. Instead, room service.
Yeah. I didn't throw that scenario in when I said to get the kick the ball, they're going to have about 60 yards to go. I didn't think they're going to block the kick.
Right. Well done by the Buccaneers, who have played hard, 100% effort, despite down 20-0. Covington takes advantage, makes his own break after the low snap from center in punt formation by Fort Loramie. And the kick is blocked and returned to the end zone. Extra point try, McReynolds. Our score, 20-7. Fort Loramie's lead whittled to 13. And as we close out halftime, Chuck, we will make sure we collect the name of the Buccaneer and give credit where it's due. That was one heck of a play. I think the gentleman for Covington who got the hands on the punt gobbled it up and ran it in.
Yeah, I think so, too. I could not see the number, though.
And that may stand up as the defensive play of the game for the Buccaneers all night long. Kickoff return by Fort Loramie of the boot by McReynolds is back out to the 35. Redskins have it there, 2:38 to go in the second quarter. Covington did use a timeout toward the end of Fort Loramie's previous series. Buccaneers have two remaining. Redskins have two remaining. And Colin Moore, not settling for anything, steps back to pass on first and 10 late in the second quarter with a 2-touchdown lead and finds a receiver available 6 yards downfield on the far sideline in front of the Buccaneers bench. Catch is made, and then a 2-yard run by Kemper after the reception. So it's second and a couple from the 43 of Fort Loramie. And here's another sideline throw. Good again. It's Kemper once more. He caught it with a knee nearly on the ground. He was a yard or two beyond the first down marker. And then he rose up and churned for four more yards to the 50. I said Kemper was actually Barhorst who caught the football for Fort Loramie. First and 10 Redskins in Covington territory. Look out, Colin Moore in a heap of trouble. Gets away from one man, another. Throws it on the run in the hands of a receiver and out at the 42. Kemper should have caught the football. Play would have been good for at least 7 or 8. Colin Moore pulled off a Houdini, Chuck. Yeah. I don't know how he was able to extricate himself from trouble behind the line. About 4 or 5 white shirts from Covington had gathered all around him. They met at the summit back in Fort Laramie's offensive backfield.
And he did a nice job. I mean, that throw was on, he was on the run and put that right on the money. Should have been caught.
Uh-huh, no doubt. We still have a minute 52 to go in the second quarter. Second and 10, Fort Laramie. Ball resting just across the 50. Here comes Covington, blitz pressure. The ball delivered late in the flat by the quarterback, Moore, caught behind the line. Run after catch is good for about 8 and a broken tackle and 2 or 3 yards more.
Wow.
Max Hoing,
what a run.
Like a bull, would not be denied. He caught it. Looked like he was plastered hard enough to go down. After gaining 7, he managed to chug for a couple more. And it's 3rd down now and 1.5 yards to go for a first down at the 41 of Covington. With a minute 42 to go in the second quarter, and the Redskins leading 20-7 over the Buccaneers. Snap to Colin Moore. He keeps. Nice up the middle. He's got a sliver of an opening. He's got daylight beyond the linebackers. Moore sidestepping men inside the 20 on his feet to about the 16. Colin Moore. He's Mr. Clever.
That is a facet of the game that we didn't see the first week.
He has got nifty footwork. Boy, is he mobile. He can run it hard when he's got an opening or patiently when he needs to pick his way. Here's Colin Moore, kept it once again around the right side, spilled at the boundary. Stayed in bounds, though, down to a minute 20 remaining in the second quarter of this game. The run by Moore, good enough for at least 5. Second and 5 for the Redskins. Ball marked for play where, Chuck? Short of the...
About the 20?
It is the 20. I said he got down near the 15. I was mistaken. Here's a fake pass by Moore. He tucks the ball away. Zips right up the gut. He picked up 6 or 7. Nearly first down yardage. Scoreboard clock reads 49.7 to go in the second quarter. And timeout is called by Fort Laramie. Very close to a first down when play resumes. The new line of scrimmage is in the area of the 12 when play restarts.
Well, I'm going to give him some props there because he started to throw that pass and the defender stepped right in between. He pulled it back and ran it down for almost the first down.
And those, Chuck, are not the instincts of a sophomore starting his third game.
No, but that normally you step and you throw to the spot where the receiver's supposed to be, especially on a timing route like that. That was a real heads-up play by Moore.
Or you look at the receiver for 1, 2, 3 seconds, decide not to throw it, and then by then...
get sacked.
Yeah, by then what hole you had gets plugged up.
No
gain or a loss.
Nope, he pumped it and ran. That was a heck of a decision.
49.7 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Laramie 20, Covington 7. And the Redskins will have 3rd. And let's see, the ball marked for play outside the 12. So it's 3rd and 1.5 yards for Fort Laramie. Covington showing about 7 or 8 up in the box defensively. Here is the quarterback, Moore. Gives it on the play to the ball carrier. Outside right tackle. Look at him chug. Down inside the 10, the 5, to the pylon. Yes, it's a touchdown for the Redskins. Who, after the block punt, which was run in by Covington, Fort Laramie put 6 on the board in a heartbeat.
What an answer. I mean, it would have been just as easy to go out there and say, okay, let's run the clock out, go in at halftime, we get the ball. But they decided to go ahead and get that 20-point lead back.
And that was a superb run by Max Hoing to daylight around the right side. Boy, in Hoing and Mesher, that's a 1-2 punch for a Division VII program that is mighty strong. A lot of strength and power, plus very good legs. Fine speed displayed by the two. Here's a poor snap. It's an aborted extra point try. A delayed pass toward the goal line, batted by Covington to the turf.
Still things to work on, only the third game.
43.9 to go in the second quarter. 26-7 Redskins over the Buccaneers on scorersbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Just heard from Jeff Bray. Sydney on a touchdown pass. Dunham to Hudgens took a 17-6 lead now with 2:12 to go before the half against Belmont down at Welcome Stadium.
Those two clubs locked up in the first-round playoff game last year at Sydney. The Yellow Jackets won a high-scoring tilt. Both teams hit the graduation. Perhaps Sydney returning more skill players than Belmont this year. Thus, Sydney with the edge at Welcome Stadium over Belmont in that clash tonight. We'll keep you posted. Kickoff return by Covington. Schaefer from the 13, right up the middle. And the wedge is busted up by Fort Loramie, which wraps up Schaefer at about the 25 or 26. Very good tackle by Fort Loramie. And that was Damon Mesher in on the hit, a 5'11 freshman, if I heard the public address announcer correct. 37.5 to go here in the second quarter. We've had a couple momentum swings very late in this period. A Covington block punt, which was run in for a score from a little over 20 yards out to cut Fort Loramie's lead from 3 touchdowns to 2. But then Covington could not withstand the prosperity. Fort Loramie took the kickoff and drove hurriedly down the field some 70 yards in about, a little less than 2 minutes, Chuck, to get that score right back.
Yeah, that was a nice drive right there. And left it with, they didn't have to use all their timeouts.
Right. 28.6 left to go here in the second quarter of this game. A kickoff return, a running play, and Covington's out to the Buccaneer 45. Schmelzer to throw. He's going to have to eat the ball. He sprints right back up the middle, and he dives up ahead to the 47 or 8, picked up a few. 19.9 to go here in the second quarter, and a timeout is called with Fort Loramie leading by a score of 26-7. Head basketball coach on the boys' side at Fort Loramie, Corey Britton, will be our guest here at the half of this game tonight. We'll talk to Corey about his prospects for 2018-19, and we'll take an inside look at the schedule, which I think, if I heard correctly, includes a game on the road in the state of Indiana.
Ooh.
After the first of the year.
Right. Nice. Hey, shake it up.
Covington to the line of scrimmage, spread formation. Schmelzer will be 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. The quarterback will take the long snap. He's got Cates and Machino flanked to the near side. Drop by Schmelzer. Out pattern. Tossed it high. Incomplete at the Fort Loramie 45. Clock says 16.7 to go. Chuck, the first quarter and a half were played in pell-mell fashion. Very quick game through the first, 18 minutes of clock time?
Yeah. I mean, it's still not been a long, long half, but the first quarter went much faster than the second quarter. We got a lot of scoring here in the second quarter.
Last 5 or 6 minutes before the half have taken quite a while. Covington has Schmelzer in the pocket again, looks middle of the field, and the pocket breaks down. No one open downfield, and he's got a scamper up the middle, and he's nabbed from behind right at the 50 with 8.4 to go in the second quarter. And the Redskins up 26-7. Yep, Fort Loramie scored 45 points on the road at Madeira last week and has rolled up 26 in two quarters here tonight. Timeout's been called. We'll return with the final play or two before halftime when we come back on Scores, broadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Covington to the line of scrimmage. Clock ticking down. 6-5-4. Schmelzer from his own 40. A long heave. Middle of the field. It's up for grabs. Down near the goal line. It's picked off by Fort Loramie. Backpedaling inside the 5 to make the interception was one of the Redskin defensive backs. And he snared it as the first half came to a close.
It was Carson Moore.
Carson Moore, the brother of Colin, made the pickoff. Well done by him, as the Redskins had center fielders, multiple of them, backpedaling down inside the 20. They were roaming to protect against the long ball. What a heave by Schmelzer.
Well, yeah,
he uncorked that one, Chuck, about 65 in the air.
They gave him a lot of time back there to throw because they only rushed 3 and they had all those defenders back.
Yep.
So that gave him, but he's got an arm on him, that's for sure.
Yeah, both quarterbacks have displayed healthy arms in this game. Impressive, each one of them. That is for sure. Fort Loramie with the better of it through two quarters by a score of 26-7. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com, making the webcast of Fort Loramie Covington possible on this Friday night. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Chuck just heard from Damon Smith, former director of athletics at Fort Loramie. He has joined us on the web tonight following his former Redskins. He's down in Centerville, and he says, "Hey, Jack, it's Damon. You and Chuck sound great down here in southern Montgomery County. Loving being able to follow Fort Loramie thanks to you guys."
We miss you, Damon. We love having you up here.
26-7, our halftime score. Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report coming up in a moment. Chuck is along with statistics. And then Corey Britton, boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie, will join us momentarily. 26-7, Redskins over the Buccaneers on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Chuck, Wilson Health Sports Medicine brings our listeners our halftime report. And, boy, the Redskins have made the big plays in this game tonight.
Well, they've dominated, no doubt about it. They have a 297 total yards compared to 108 for the Bucs. 25 rush, 79 yards for Covington. 2 for 9 throwing the ball, 29 yards, 2 interceptions. If it wasn't for the blocked punt, they would have been shut out in the first half. Loramie ran the ball 12 times for 101 yards. He threw it 8 times for 11 yards, 196 yards, and 2 touchdowns. 297, 7-4 advantage in first downs for Covington. 3 penalties for the Bucs for 25 yards. 1 penalty for Fort Loramie for 5 yards. And the turnover bug is still hitting Covington. Turned the ball over twice. Once when they were going in for a score, and Loramie turned it into a 99-yard play on the very next play for a touchdown. And then they turned it over on another interception towards the end of the half.
And that is 8 total interceptions thrown by Covington this year in 2.5 games. And it's tough to overcome that. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, you can't turn it over like that. I mean, Loramie, we said week one, they got beat by a really good football team. We saw some really good things on that Friday night, but Minster was just a little bit better that evening. I think we're seeing what's going to be a pretty good football team before the season's over.
Hey, in Carter Mesher and Max Hoing, what a heck of a 1-2 punch for a Division 7 football program.
Yeah, or a Division 5.
Fort Loramie beat a Division 5 last week on the road in Madeira. Covington's got to rebound here in the second half of this game, and Fort Loramie will get the ball first to start the third quarter. We're about 20 minutes away from the second half. Corey Britton, boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie, will be along very shortly. It's halftime at Fort Loramie. The Redskins are up by 19 over Covington, 26-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Once again, this is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Very pleased to be joined here at the half by the boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie. Corey Britton is alongside. Corey, good to talk to you. High school basketball, not all that far away, just around the corner. The weekend after Thanksgiving, you start Carla Siegel's girls team. Begins Thanksgiving weekend. Before we get into hoops specifically, tell me about the family. Hey, you've got a little one now in the fold, married a couple years ago. Tell me about home life.
It couldn't be better right now. Me and my wife had a beautiful baby girl, June 18th. Very, very blessed. She's a cutie. I mean, I might be biased, but she's beautiful. She's starting to learn how to smile and giggle a little bit right now. So just interacting with her is great. It was the first time that made going back to school a little bit harder this summer, leaving her at home. But, it's been fantastic. Definitely very, very blessed.
Redskins lead Covington by a score of 26-7 here at the half of this football game. You've got a few basketball players out there on the gridiron. Identify a few of them for us. And do you look away every now and then when one of them gets involved in a tackle or a hard hit?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have 6 seniors on the basketball team. 5 of the 6 play football.
Right.
We will have, I believe, 5 to 6 juniors, and I think every one of them play football.
Okay.
And then we got a boatload of sophomores, and almost all of them play football. So, yeah, I mean, we'll probably be right around 27 to 30 kids in the program again this year, and I'd have to say about 19 to 20 of them play football. So, yeah, I mean, there's a couple hits every once in a while. You go, ooh, get up. So, no, but it's great. I mean, small school sports, your best football players, you want them to be your best basketball players, and your best football players might be your best basketball players, and those guys are going to be winning the state baseball championship. So that's just the way it is. It's awesome, and we're fortunate here at Fort Loramie to have a lot of good athletes right now.
Yeah, well said. What you just described, not all that unusual at a Division VII program. And as you noted, success in one sport can breed success in another. They feed off each other. And as you said, a great basketball season last year, followed up by a state championship baseball campaign in early June. We were there and called it pitch by pitch by pitch. It was something to watch.
It was an incredible ride to watch them. I mean, just the maturation, the way they grew throughout their season was awesome. And that's every coach's dream. You want to get better and play your best when it really counts, and our baseball team was able to do that. So,
yep, one late game comeback win after another, and you know, that kind of transcends every sport when those players are participating in football, basketball, baseball. They know they may be down, but they're never out.
That's right. Yeah, you just got to keep playing.
Tell me about this year's edition of the Fort Loramie Basketball Redskins, the 2018-19 club. Obviously, the season is a ways away yet. And highlight the schedule. What are the big contests? I know you've got one road game over in the state of Indiana after the first of the year.
Yeah, our basketball team this year, we have some kids come back from last year's team. We're going to have to figure out a way to score the basketball a little bit.
That team last year went 25-3 and did know how to score.
Yeah, we were pretty blessed last year with some pretty good scorers, and we lost most of our scoring, so we're going to have kids step up and get into new roles and be comfortable in those good roles. But I thought we had a solid summer. I mean, we played 13 to 15 kids at the varsity level all summer long, so a lot of kids got a lot of basketball in them. So it'll be good. I like our makeup of our team. I think we got a lot of kids that can play, and if we can figure out how to put the ball in the basket and play together and really dig down and compete, I like where we could head.
Corey Britton, boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie, our guest here at the half of Redskins Buccaneers football. Fort Loramie leads by a score of 26-7. Reflect back on last year for just a moment and spotlight the senior performances. They were splendid.
Yeah, I mean, we had 5 really good seniors. Everybody had a little bit of a different role. Evan was our point guard. He was our distributor. Our best defensive player, Dylan Braun, was a lights-out shooter for us. Tyler Siegel was our sort of enforcer inside and really cleaned up a lot of our miscues. And Austin Siegel was pretty much our heart and soul of our team. A lot of the things he did never made the stat column, but he was our glue. I mean, without Austin and his leadership, I don't know if we would have won 25 games. And then Cody Barhorst, who didn't get a whole lot of playing time but was a great kid. I mean, he was a hard-nosed kid during practice, and he pushed everybody in the program. So those 5 seniors, they'll be missed. But you know what? I firmly believe that we got great kids coming up, and that's the best part about high school sports. I mean, you get good classes come in, and you grow with them, and you watch the kids turn into men, and then the next group comes, and we're excited about it. And to touch on your game, I didn't bring it up, but, yeah, we're going to Knightstown, Indiana next year. We're going to play in the Hoosiers gym. It's going to be an experience. I met Strasburg Franklin's coach last year at the Ohio High School Basketball Coaches Clinic in late September. And we talked very briefly, nothing about that game. He called me like maybe first part of December and said, "Hey, I have an idea. Would you be interested?" I said, "Well, let me hear it." He goes, "We are looking for an opponent to play in Knightstown, Indiana." And I had no idea what was out there at the time. I said, "What's in Knightstown?" He said, "The Hoosiers gym." I said, "We're in right now." I said, "We're in. And then I sort of had to take a step back, and I said, well, let me call my administration first. So I called our AD, our principal, and our superintendent, and they were all on board from the very get-go. So February 9th, I believe, we're heading out there. It's a 4:30 JV tip, 6 o'clock varsity tip.
Saturday night.
And there's going to be roughly about 300 tickets on sale for Fort Loramie and 300 tickets for Strasburg. And then whatever is left over, we'll keep selling. But it's going to be a great environment. WOSN from Lima has already called. They're going to take TV trucks out there and put the game on TV. It's going to be really exciting. People in the community that I've talked to are really excited about it. Our kids will be excited about it. We might have to show the movie before we go out there, but it'll be quite the atmosphere and an experience that we'll remember for a long time.
I just got an update on the ticket count down to 298 because Jack Kramer and Chuck McVee have just gobbled up a pair.
It's going to be down to 297 because I saw Mr. Ross up here, and he's already got a ticket for it too. So he's already punched his ticket to the game.
Now clarify for me, is it Knightstown High School? I don't think it is. There's a school over there called Try High.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with it. From what I understand, it's a standalone gym. There's a museum from the movie.
Okay.
And then you got the two locker rooms, and there's a stage, and you walk right into the gymnasium. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Great opportunity. I'm really glad Strasburg called, and they went. I think 21-1 last year. So then, So it'll be a. we might have to draw it up, but yeah, I mean, they were really good last year, and I don't know much about them, but from what their coach said, they returned some of their scores, so it'll be a great game for us.
Archie Miller will be there to get a good look at the Redskins.
That's right. I don't know how far it is from Bloomington, but I'm sure he can get it. I'll give him a ticket if he wants to come.
About 2.5 hours or so.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
No more than that.
And that's the best part about it. It's only basically in... people were really surprised when I told them this. It's only about an hour and 40-minute drive from here to there. So it's only about going to Columbus, which you make that trip all the time. So, yeah, it's exciting. Definitely looking forward to it. We needed a game because we lost the Flying to the Hoop game from last year. So we're going to try to turn it into a little bit of a tradition, trying to do something different with one game every year.
Any other uniquenesses to the boys' basketball schedule? I do know that you play the strong Rushi and strong Jackson Center programs early on in your – Shelby County League sked.
You looked that up already?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to give me nightmares on the first, and it's only September 7th. I didn't need to think about all the Jackson Centers and the Rushies early in the schedule, but no, the only other addition to our schedule this year is...
Not to mention the entire MAC that you beat last year, except for the very final MAC game in the tournament.
Yeah, they'll be out to get us too. But, I mean, it's our schedule. We love it, and I think it prepares us. I mean, you look at the last couple of years... And the things we've been able to do in the tournament, I think that's a direct result of our schedule and how it challenges us and how our kids compete. So it's good for us. And the only other addition to our schedule is we lost Franklin Monroe in the spring. And a late pickup for us was Dayton Ponitz. So we're going to play Ponitz at our place on a Tuesday night. So,
okay.
So yeah, it's the only other addition. Outside of that, we're still playing all the MAC schools. So
one more comment from you. Being a boys basketball program, a part of an overall boys-girls program that includes girls teams year after year after year, which are so traditionally strong. Head coach Carla Siegel speaks for itself. It's really a joy to be a part of that total program, is it not?
But what Carla has done with that girls program is just something that you sort of dream you could replicate. I mean, you walk into our gym and there's two state championship banners, and that's just a dream that you can...
It gives the guys something to strive for.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our boys' program's won 3, so, I mean, that's nothing. But, I mean, I guess for right now, I mean, the girls have done it recently, so it's something you dream for. But
right.
I tell you what, I mean, you look at our programs across the board, and this community has a lot to be proud of. I mean, our football team made the playoffs last year. Both cross-country teams qualify for state. Girls and boys' basketball teams made the regional finals. Track team had a bunch of qualifiers at state.
In the last 12 years, 3 baseball state championships.
Right. Baseball team wins the state championship. So, I mean, our programs across the board, we have so many great coaches and so many great athletes, and a lot of time and commitment are put in, and our community has a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, Corey, seems like we've been talking for a half an hour.
That's right.
Yet we've still got 7 minutes before the start of the third quarter of this game, and they might even put three more minutes back on the clock after those 7 minutes run off. But really have enjoyed talking with you here at the half. Corey Britton.
Always appreciate coming up here.
Boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie. Look forward to another season. We'll probably cover on scoresbroadcast.com, I bet, in excess of 20 Fort Loramie boys and girls basketball games, maybe 30. Maybe 30 with a deep run in the tournament.
Hey, we love to have you. Just got a text message from a carload of Fort Loramie people coming back from Wisconsin right now listening. So a lot of pressure on this one. So,
Corey, thanks.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Have a good evening.
Yep. Redskins 26, Buccaneers 7 after two quarters here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A, muffler and tires. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. A couple weeks ago, here during the Fort Loramie Minster game, we chatted the Fort Loramie cheerleaders and their parents. We'll do that again, brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal here on scoresbroadcast.com has underwritten a halftime segment since our start way back in 2007. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center promotes student academic success and has done so since our inception. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And the Fort Loramie cheerleaders' outstanding student athletes are Emily Austin, daughter of James and Barb Austin, Abby Barhorst, daughter of Steve and Lisa Barhorst, Kate Barhorst, daughter of Brenda Barhorst, Allie Barlagi, daughter of Brian and Tracy Barlagi, Jenna Fischkelta, daughter of Bridget Brown and Joe Fischkelta, Desiree Fote, daughter of Jennifer Fote and John Wielden, Aaliyah Frilling, daughter of Randy and Greta Frilling, Laura Gruey, daughter of Dave and Peggy Gruey, Sierra Henning, daughter of Aaron and Erica Henning, Brooke Holdhouse, daughter of John and Kelly Holdhouse, Emily Holdhouse, daughter of John and Kelly, Kylie Cook, daughter of Rebecca O'Leary, Lindsay Meyer, daughter of Jason and Jamie Meyer, Caitlin North, daughter of Catherine and Brett North, Jaina Puppelman, daughter of Kurt and Sharon Puppelman, Riley Puppelman, daughter of Gary and Jill Puppelman, Lily Rodriguez, daughter of Michelle Rodriguez, Grace Rose, daughter of Brad and Kelly Rose, Iris Ruinkamp, daughter of Brian and Kim Ruinkamp, Emma Swick, daughter of Scott and Beth Swick, and Haley Wolf, daughter of Stacy Wolf and Brian Wolf, the Fort Loramie cheerleaders. About 3 minutes away from the start of the second half of this game, Fort Loramie leads Covington by 19. Chuck thought it was interesting, the fact that the Fort Loramie Redskins were invited to play hoops at the Hoosiers Gym in Knightstown, Indiana, which is off I-70, about a third of the way from Richmond to Indianapolis. That's about the location in the Newcastle vicinity, somewhere off I-70.
Yeah, that would be quite an experience for those kids. And when I coached at Piqua, we used to show, before our first tournament game every year, we used to bring the kids in, and we'd have a meal and show Hoosiers. So I guess that said, A, we were probably the underdog in most of the games. But
right.
Yeah, we never did go up and measure and show them that it was 15 feet from the free throw and all that. But, no, that was an amazing movie, and what an experience for these kids.
And that'll be a lot of fun. We'll try to make every attempt to get to that game, which will be played about an hour and 40 minutes or so away from Fort Loramie. As you heard Corey say, it's not all that long a drive. It's 20 minutes shorter than the football team's trip to Madeira.
And they only probably have to go once.
Yeah, the football team went to Madeira round trip twice last week, 8 hours by bus. So the basketball trip to the Hoosiers in Knightstown after the first of the year will seem like around the corner compared to that football team's journey last weekend on Friday and Saturday both. What's Covington have to do to get back into this game, Chuck? Stop Fort Loramie at the beginning of the third quarter and register points pronto.
Well, if they give up a score here to start the third quarter, they're probably finished. Right now, they're three scores down. The two missed extra points, you know, hopefully don't loom large for the Redskins. But, you know, the Covington's, they showed they could move it. Their only score, though, was on a muffed snap block punt touchdown. And other than that, they have not put the ball in the end zone. So Loramie's a better football team. It's pretty obvious right this second.
We'd like to tell you about the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We've got about a couple minutes left before the start of the third quarter. The Jewelry Barn was established back in 2011. It's located in Rushi at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. It's earned the nickname, the gem of Rushi, Ohio, the Jewelry Barn, offering ear piercing, watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. The Jewelry Barn has a qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair priced just right. Outstanding selection, and the cost will meet your budget. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Drop in and see Jolene Renderley at the Jewelry Barn. Tell her you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road, just east of Rushi. Phone 526-5557, 526-5557. We'd like to thank so much here on scoresbroadcast.com. These underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And as we mentioned, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, plus the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Shout-outs to them. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. Tom and Jerry's on the web at tomjerrys.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Drop in and tell Geppy you heard all about M&A right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, it's St. Henry at Anna. Should be a very fine game. Chuck, we were impressed with the Anna Rockets in the win over Brookville last Friday night.
Yeah, they played both sides of the football very well. They defensively, they did a real nice job, and offensively, they got a lot of weapons. So I think, obviously, they're in the MAC, and St. Henry is an outstanding football team, so that's going to be a real test for them. But a home game like that, you know, if they don't turn the ball over, I think they can play with them.
And then tentatively, the following week, Sydney at Fairborn, that would be 2 weeks from tonight. That's our tentative plan at this point to cover the Yellow Jackets on the road against the Skyhawks. We're just a moment away from our second-half kickoff. Covington booting to Fort Loramie. Redskins lead 26-7. you know, it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before that weather change gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. Complete automotive and light truck repair, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires. So beat that winter weather before it beats you. Your one-stop auto repair shop, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, which also offers you free pickup and delivery. Phone 800-474-4123. 800-474-4123. Talk to Jeff Gephardt, that's Gebby, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and tell him you heard about his shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Covington kicks to Fort Loramie to start the second half. It's a low sidewinder, and it passes right by two Redskins on the ground, one at the 30, one at the 20. The ball rolls to the 11. Redskins hustle back, pick it up, and scoot back to the 17 or 18-yard line with it. Almost a disaster for Fort Loramie on the opening second-half kickoff.
Well, Carson Moore went back and scooped it up for him. He saved the day because that could have been scary if that thing would have taken any kind of a weird bounce.
Yes. And that kickoff, I think, is live. I think the kickoff team can pick it up and advance it.
You can't advance it, but you can pick it up.
That's right. You can recover it.
Right.
You can't move it toward the goal line. I saw a team try to get away with that now that I think about it. And the official brought the ball back to the 42.
I saw a third baseman pick up a ball laying on the dugout floor in a major league game, and the umpire gave him the out, too. So
the umpire thought the pop-up never hit the ground?
No, it went in the dugout, and when he came out, he picked a ball up off of the floor of the dugout, came out holding the ball up.
Well, I don't know if New York would have had a camera inside the dugout to have picked it up.
Yeah, that was the Mets against – it was at Los Angeles. We got somebody down on the ground.
But the Redskins' first play of the third quarter results in a one-yard loss. And unfortunately for Fort Loramie, a player on his back. Play is stopped 17 seconds into the second half with Fort Loramie leading Covington by a score of 26-7. Chuck, we've been fortunate tonight. The forecast was dire. I think the state of Indiana has had a lot of rain today. It hasn't moved east quickly. When it has, it's broken up. There was some thunder and lightning in Mercer County, extreme western Shelby, early afternoon today, but the showers disintegrated.
We had a little bit of a shower at halftime, but yes, we have not had anything. I can't read the number, but it looked like he rolled an ankle.
Lightning last week.
Oh, it's the quarterback.
Lightning last week forced the Redskins Manure game to be split in half. Two quarters played on Friday, two quarters played on Saturday. Redskins prevailed 45-29. To have to do that once in a season is a major inconvenience. A lot of people in the area thought there might be a chance it would happen again this weekend. But fortunately, we have evaded raindrops this evening. That was Colin Moore shaking up.
Colin Moore, it looked like he rolled an ankle the way he limped off. Not sure who the quarterback's going to be. I think they're...
Well, Nick Brandewee was dinged up after last week's game against Madeira. The lefty Brandewee can quarterback as he threw a few forward passes running the show a little bit last year for head coach Whit Parks.
Nathan Ratterman looks like he's going to quarterback for him right now.
Nathan Ratterman under center, 26-7 Fort Loramie. Clock starts. We're a half minute into the third quarter. Second down and a long 11 to go for a first down. Ratterman takes the snap, hands it off. Look at Max Hoing go. He turns around right end, and he barrels to the sideline. He garnered about 7 or 8 on the play. Owen Max gets up ahead of steam. It is difficult to get into the turf. You know what, Chuck? I thought his run was a little longer. I think he sped 4 or 5 more yards after going out of bounds. And had I been the referee, I would have marked it wrongly.
Yeah, he got about 6 on that because it was 2nd and 11.
So it's going to be 3rd down and about 5.5 to go for a 1st down for Fort Loramie. Football at the Redskins 22. The breeze here in the 2nd half from the north has died down. Radiman keeps it, trudges over left guard, scrambles ahead up and over the 20 to the 23, lurches that ball forward, and gets credit for a 6-yard gain and a crucial 1st down to keep the opening 2nd half drive alive for Fort Loramie. 26-7, Redskins over the Buccaneers. 11:20 to go here in the 3rd period. And hopefully for Fort Loramie, the ankle injury to quarterback Colin Moore is short-lived, and he can return to action soon. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie is on the road next week at Cross County Conference Powerhouse, Miami East.
Yeah, Brandewee's not even dressed tonight. He's down there on the sideline.
Yeah, Brandewee was shaken up last week. Logan Siegel, a lineman, not expected to see any action at all either. Running play by the Redskins on 1st and 10 is denied. Stop for a yard or two loss. New line of scrimmage, the 24 of Fort Loramie. We've worked about 1:10 off the clock here to start the 3rd quarter. And the Redskins will no doubt milk the clock with every single play each series of the 2nd half. Up by 19 points. Here's a late break of the huddle. Radiman in the spread, 4 yards behind the line. He zings a pass in the flat. It is caught on the run by Mesher. Look at him go. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another. Cuts it back over the 50. It's a foot race. Buccaneers in pursuit. They won't catch Carter Mesher. Wow. Carter Mesher has got a swing pass tonight from Colin Moore for 99. And just seconds ago, a swing pass from Ratterman. Good for about 77.
Wow. That kid is fast.
Carter Mesher took it to the house, and Fort Loramie was kind of playing cat and mouse, Chuck, in the first 90 seconds of the 3rd quarter of this game, picking up a few yards here, a few yards there, and all of a sudden, Ratterman stepped back to throw and whipped it on a line in the flat to Mesher, who caught it full steam ahead. Covington simply has not honored him well enough in the flat tonight.
They don't put two guys out there, and they blocked the first guy, and he beat the second guy, and he just outran everybody.
Extra point try by LaFarga is perfect. That's a beauty. Right down the middle. So the exchange student nails it. And Fort Loramie leads Covington 33-7 with 10-12 still to go here in the 3rd quarter. One more Fort Loramie score would put the continuous clock in play. We'll take a break. Just under 2 minutes gone in the 3rd period with Fort Loramie ahead by 26 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. As we return to action, Fort Loramie will kick the football off, Chuck, from Covington's end of the field after a major foul committed by the Buccaneers, and the step off takes place.
Some type of unsportsmanlike.
10 minutes, 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Redskins scoring very late in the first half, very early in the second half, and what was a 20-7 game is 33-7, and Covington is in serious trouble. Kickoff from the 45 by LaFarga is towed all the way through the end zone.
Yep. He's a soccer player, obviously, coming from Spain, had never played American football. It takes a little, I mean, he's got the leg, obviously. It takes a little while to get used to that, the timing on the snap and the placement, and also having 200-pound guys coming at you when you kick it. Don't get that much in soccer. And I think he's going to be a good kicker before it's over because he absolutely has the leg for it.
And without saying he had field position because of a penalty, he can tell everybody back in Spain he had a kickoff go through the end zone.
Kicked it through.
On a fly. And, of course, nobody in Spain will know the difference, will they? There's a power sweep to the right by the Buccaneers. A late flag at the pile at the 20-yard line. No gain. Let's see what results. Is it a block in the back or clip? Is it
a face mask
on Fort Loramie? No. Face mask Covington.
They called a hold.
Hold. Well, he held his face mask.
He held his face mask?
We still have over 10 minutes to go in the third quarter of this game. 33-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. This was a 7 o'clock start. Starting to feel, Chuck, like it was a 7:30 start.
Yeah, I need to get, not that I couldn't go a couple of weeks without eating, but dinner's sounding pretty good.
A lot of gratitude to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue. You better get going to Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Goffney Furniture, on the web at GoffneyFurniture.com. Take advantage of more savings there at the website. Well-priced items in-store as well. You'll benefit. Prices within your budget at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and adult and youth bedrooms. Goffney Furniture in Sydney for your convenience. Use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. You better get going to Goffney, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. And Covington nearly strikes on a bomb down the near sideline. Chuck, was that a halfback pass play?
Halfback pass, yeah. They're pulling out all the stops now.
Halfback pass near sideline right in front of the Fort Loramie bench. Just a stride overthrown. Yeah,
the Loramie defender got away with a little bit of a hold when the guy was getting ready to go around him, but nobody threw the flag, so that's a good thing.
Redskins got lucky benefiting from that no call. Here's Kerrigan busting it right through the middle, and he challenges Fort Loramie's linebackers. And digs hard all the way out to the 20-yard line.
Back to the original line of scrimmage, third and 10.
Yep, was second and 20, now third and 10. There was a penalty at the beginning of this drive for the Buccaneers. From the Buccaneers' own end of the field, the 20-yard stripe, third down, 10 yards to go. Covington needs a first down on every single third down the rest of this game. Two receivers to the left. Schmelzer looks that way. It's a slant. And the intended receiver dives, cannot reel it in, out at the 30. Intended for Cates, pretty well thrown ball off the fingertips of Cates. And Covington's got to punt. And in punt formation, back inside his 10-yard line, is Gavin McReynolds. He's the offensive center, also place kicker. Jack of all trades, senior. 6'1", 195-pounder. Oh, he drops the snap, picks it up in the nick of time. Low end-over-end kick. bouncing at the Covington 45, Fort Loramie 45. Redskins run away from it, and Fort Loramie begins this offensive set at the home team's 40-yard line. Fort Loramie leading 33-7. Gave the shout-out earlier, Chuck, did we, to Damon Smith after hearing from Damon. And then Damon immediately texted back, and he said, thanks, I'm famous.
Sydney scored on the very first play of the third quarter on a 51-yard screen pass to Roberts to take a something lead, 31-6 lead, 24-6. Pickwell leads Meadowdale 28-0 at the half.
Understand, we're lucky because down around I-275 and in Cincinnati, a lot of games delayed. Lightning.
Yeah, looking at the radar on my phone, it's bad.
Yep, lightning. Rain and storms. Loveland, Miamisburg, 7-7, second quarter. That game stopped. Running play, Fort Loramie, a minus one. Second down, 11, Redskins. Ball at the Fort Loramie, 40.5. About 3.5 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie, 33, Covington, 7. Redskins using every single second of the play clock. And head coach Spencer Wells is in no hurry to signal in the play. Receivers left and right for Ratterman, who stuffs the ball into the midsection of the fullback, who bucks to the line of scrimmage, then is shoved back. It's Devin Worman for no gain. Fort Loramie substituting freely ahead by 26 with 8 minutes to go here in the third period.
They do have Moore back out there at the quarterback, so that's a good sign.
Yes, Colin Moore in at the helm, and you can bet he got that ankle professionally taped extremely well by a Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, and it's as good as new.
Yeah, he was out there having him do some lateral stuff to make sure that it was stable.
Sophomore Colin Moore back at the helm for the Redskins. He drops to pass. He's at the 32. He splits defenders with a throw down the middle. A leaping catch is made at the 34 of Covington. The Buccaneers immediately got off the ground, signaling no good, but it was a catch. And that was a Colin Moore strike downfield, a post pattern.
Was that Mark Sager?
That was Mark Sager. Brilliant catch. Boy, he got his body in between the football and the defender, and Covington had no chance to swipe it away from him. Sager clutched it firmly. And that's a big play. Redskins are down inside the 35 of Covington. Off tackle play, good for maybe one, and Covington stacks it up. Devin Worman toted it. Credit him for about 3 feet. Second down, 9, Fort Loramie. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Redskins 33, Buccaneers 7. And now the clock, Chuck, and Fort Loramie's ability to milk it further. Big enemies of Covington.
They haven't shown the ability to score, so I think this one's just what's the final score going to be.
Yeah, Buccaneers without an offensive touchdown. The 7 points registered as a result of a bad snap in punt formation by Fort Loramie, a muff snap, and then a block kick run in by the Buccaneers from 23 yards out. All of that happened on the same punt formation play by Fort Loramie, which went awry, and Covington turned it into 7 late in the second quarter, but then gave up a Fort Loramie touchdown before the half ended. Redskins quickly added a score within 2 minutes after the start of the third period to go up by 26. Third and 4 here after a running play by the Redskins for short yardage. Third and 4 from inside the 30 of Covington. Long snap count by Colin Moore. Late whistles, perhaps a timeout called.
No, I think somebody moved.
And now the men in stripes converge. We'll talk it over. Both teams head to their respective sidelines. Haven't seen the signal of a penalty yet. And the Redskins get the timeout before the snap and center. Perhaps a change in the play call upcoming as a result of Colin Moore having seen something at quarterback he didn't like. 33-7 Redskins. We've got time for a 30-second break. Midway through the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for multiple years now. Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. Located at 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Barker Insurance. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs at Barker. Here's Colin Moore to throw. He's in the offensive backfield. Scrantley out of trouble. He pitches it. It's batted by Covington right back to him. And then he delivers a short strike downfield for a gain of 4 yards and very close to a first down.
I'm not sure how you score that. Did he get two completions on that play?
Well, he threw it once, and it was smacked by a Covington defensive lineman right back at him. And he snagged it, and then
threw it to Ratterman, and almost got the first down.
We're all looking at each other up here in the press box.
Two completions.
Fourth and 2 feet for Fort Loramie.
Oh.
And here's a botched snap from center, aborted play, ball rolling on the ground. Fort Loramie falls on it way back at the 33 or 34.
Loramie looks like they lost a little focus offensively now here after they got that last touchdown.
So it's going to be fourth down.
No, that was a change of possession.
I'm sorry, that was a fourth down and a short yardage play. So as a result, Covington takes over the football in the area of its own 31 or 32. Well, for sure, the Fort Loramie Redskins are displaying the kind of sportsmanship they should at this point. Fort Loramie has substituted on offense, and that drive was stalemated by Covington at the 32-yard line. Buccaneers take over the football with 4:34 left here in the third quarter, and Fort Loramie ahead by a 33-7 count. Receiver far left. Schmelzer under center. Man in motion. Oh, it's a double handoff in the offensive backfield. And then a look downfield. No pass is thrown. The second ball carrier keeps it. And he barges around right in for about 4 yards. That was a lot of dipsy-do in the offensive backfield for a net of plus. And the knee went down after
three.
Yeah, very short advance. Just
maybe
a couple.
Two.
4 minutes to go, third quarter. Second down, 8 for Covington. Chuck, judging from earlier season scores in Covington's first two games and descriptions by head coach Tyler Cates of how Covington moved the ball against Minster and St. Henry, Buccaneers have no doubt moved it less well tonight against Fort Loramie than the Buccaneers advanced the football against Minster and St. Henry in weeks 1 and 2.
Well, they've had zero positive. They're not throwing the ball well. They're running the ball okay. But, yeah, they don't have many yards, and Loramie's close to 300 yards passing now.
Wow. Third and 6 for Covington. Line of scrimmage is up over the 35 at the 37. Must get to the 42 or 43 for a first down. Short drop by Schmelzer. He releases, and it's walloped by a defender.
That was Billing.
Heck of a defensive play by whom, Chuck?
C.J. Billing.
C.J. Billing's been a standout performer on the defensive side of the ball. He got both paws up, and he swatted that delivery by the quarterback Schmelzer to the ground after it left his hands by maybe just 3 or 4 feet. Billing was all over it. He stuck it to the quarterback's pass. Incompletion. 4th and 6, Covington. Line of scrimmage, the Buccaneers 37. Here's the punt by McReynolds. It's high, very short. It lights on the turf at the 49 of Fort Loramie. Redskins will start 1st and 10 from their own 47 with 2:52 to go here in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie in the lead by a 33-7 count. Thanks to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Super deals always, plus customer pricing and financing. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. Chuck, I love that Geyer's commercial about the gentleman who came to Fort Loramie from the state of Alaska.
That's amazing.
I think he really traveled here because the temperature was about 60 degrees warmer.
That could be, too.
And he got a car in the process. Here's a short pass by Fort Loramie. Good for a dozen over the middle to the 42-yard line of Covington.
Maybe he came here because there's no polar bears walking around the lot when you're looking at the different trucks.
He bought a white car when he came to Geyer's. Geyer's is oftentimes in competition with no more than 2 or 3 other dealers online, and individuals from Washington, D.C., Nashville, Tennessee, state of Alaska, elsewhere around the country, have made the final decision. It's a Geyer's vehicle chosen online, and then they find their way to get here without the car so they can drive it back.
Right. Yeah, it's a different breed. I sold vehicles for a while, and it's a different ball game than it was when I did it.
Is it, though? 2nd down, 10 yards to go, Fort Loramie after an incompletion. Line of scrimmage, the 41, officially, of Covington. 2:09 to go here in the third quarter. First quarter and a half of this game went very smoothly. Played fast in spirited fashion. Few stoppages of action. But to this period in the second half of the second quarter have been dragging. And as I say that, we've got a signal by the referee that the Redskins have called a timeout before a 2nd and 10 from the Buccaneers 41. 2:09 to go. Third quarter, 33-7, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
As we return to action with a minute 52 to go in the third quarter, the Redskins try a running play laterally. behind the line of scrimmage. It goes horizontally from left to right across the field, loses a couple to the 43.5 of Covington, and it sets up third and 12 for Fort Loramie. Carter Mesher has been going forward pretty fast all night long. Covington snuffed out that play. A negative two. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Final minute 20 of the third period. Two receivers to the right. Colin Moore drops into his own end of the field. Arches it right sideline. Over the outstretched hands of a linebacker. Into the hands of a Redskin receiver. Down around the 30. It's caught. It's Mason Kemper who stays in bounds. He tight ropes his way to the 20-yard line.
I think that was Mesher.
It was Carter Mesher.
Yes, it was.
Not Mason Kemper. Well done by Fort Loramie. Colin Moore on that play, Chuck, showed me brilliant touch. There was a linebacker three or four steps in front of Mesher, and Colin Moore instinctively got that ball over the fingertips of the hands of the man in front of Mesher, just got it over the edge of his fingertips, lofting it perfectly into the hands of Mesher. Well done. Finally executed. Good 1-2 punch through the air all night long and all season long so far for Fort Loramie. Mesher and Moore. But before the first down play from about the 20, a pre-snap 5-yard penalty against the Redskins. 42 ticks left on the clock, late third quarter, 33-7 Fort Loramie over Covington. Redskins with a receiver wide left, inside handoff, little bit of a hole, a crack down to about the 20, maybe just inside it. Max Hoing lugged it for Fort Loramie. It will be third down, a little more than 10 yards to go for a first down. And that's the final play of the third quarter of this game. Redskins 33, Buccaneers 7 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Additional anchors include the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around.
Loramie is 14 of 18 through three quarters, throwing the ball for 337 yards and three touchdowns.
It's been an offensive show for Fort Loramie here tonight. Redskins were mighty good offensively last week, rolling up 45 points at Madeira. Here's a flat pass to start the fourth quarter, incomplete down the right side. Ben Barhorst was in the area. That was a second and 12 play. It's now third and 12. Line of scrimmage, the Covington 22-yard line. Another touchdown by Fort Loramie. would make this a 32-point game and would start the continuous clock. Here's a play action play. Ball flipped middle of the line of scrimmage. The screen is caught, but Covington is alert. Fine awareness by the Buccaneers defensive line. Boy, that was extremely well done by one of the Covington defensive linemen. As coming up to make the tackle on the play for Covington, I think, was Braden Wiggins.
It's a 39-yard field goal attempt.
LaFarga will try it. Ball will be spotted down at the 28 or 9, 28 and a half. It'll have to travel about 39 yards. It's a good snap from center, and the kick is hooking low and wide left. So, Chuck, in the game of high school football, not having seen a missed field goal at this level of play in a while, does the ball come back to the original line of scrimmage, or does it go to the 20?
Goes to the 20.
As a result of a touchback.
Yep, goes to the 20.
I had a brain glitch there for an instant.
I like the pro rule. Well, if you miss it, ball goes back to where the ball was spotted.
Yes. Yep, if you don't convert three in the National Football League, you pay the price in terms of field position. A minute gone here in the fourth. Schmelzer back at his 12. Here's a heave over the middle. Receiver for Covington. It seems to have the football for an instant, and then it spiked away.
That was Sager. Boy, that was a nice defensive play right there.
Sager on Cates. That was thorough coverage. One-on-one. Sager and Cates. Ball was on the spot, and Sager was spot on covering the receiver.
Did a nice job of knocking it down with the correct hand so he didn't get interference.
Exactly. Second down, 10 yards to go for Covington. Buccaneers have the football at their own 20. 10:58 to go in the third quarter. 33-7, Fort Loramie leads. Schmelzer fakes the inside handoff. It's a slant pattern, a little low up over the 35, and it's incomplete. A little bit of pressure in the face of Schmelzer. Chuck, Fort Loramie clearly a little bit bigger interior offensive and defensive lines than Covington. And that's beginning to wear the Buccaneers down.
Yeah, I mean, they've dominated the game. It should be 33-0.
Wide receivers left and right. Schmelzer under center on third and 10. 6-yard drop. Nice throw over the middle, underneath routes, in front of the zone, caught. Referee is flattened. Oh, my. He appears to be shaken up. Ball was snared at the 27 and run up over the 40 to the 41 on the run after the catch. And the Redskin and Buccaneer players help up the referee who went down in a heap. And, Chuck, it amazes me that that type of thing does not happen far more than it does.
Well, that's why they moved the umpire out of the middle of the field in the pros, because they got too many of them got hurt.
And the man in stripes is helped up. And
I'm waiting for him to spot. They have nobody spotted the ball yet.
He's got a little bit of a limp in his gait. Boy, he was really plowed into. Yeah, the moment you turn your back on that play as that referee in the middle of the defense, you take a chance in getting chucked from behind. The new line of scrimmage is right at the 40. Covington pass receiver advanced it at least that far. It's a first and 10 for the Buccaneers with 10:40 left to go here in the game. Here is a short hitch pattern run by the slot receiver who runs a route 8 yards downfield to the 48, catches it, and then high steps his way over the 50 to the Fort Loramie 46. Play good enough for 14 and a first down.
And it leads New Bremen 35-0 at the end of three.
Schmelzer looks left, then goes middle. Yes, receiver at the 34, hauls it down. Good throw by Schmelzer. Deisinger snared it. Play good for another first down for the Buccaneers. 35-yard line of Fort Loramie. Schmelzer once more. Right sideline in front of the Buccaneers bench. It's good to the 31 or 32. Well, we'll see the Anna Rockets next week at home at Booster Field against St. Henry. And Chuck Anna now has rolled up 27 in a loss. What, 47 against Brookville in a win? And how many points tonight?
35-0 at the end of three.
Wow. Rockets averaging well over 40 points a game in 3 weeks. Tall order next week, though, against St. Henry. Although the Rockets, since playing St. Henry in the MAC, have a winning record over St. Henry. The green and white have had the number of the red and white. They'll meet next week, 7:30 kick, 7:05 pregame time on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, Covington will face a 4th-and-1 when play resumes. Buccaneers have signaled for a timeout with 9:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Covington with a 4th down, a yard to go from the 26 of the Redskins, trailing 33-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
After the timeout, Gage Kerrigan bolts right up the middle for about a yard and a half for the Buccaneers. It appears as though he picked up the first down. Maybe we'll have a measurement. Ball marked for play right at the 25-yard line. Chain will be brought in.
Kerrigan, well, you can see that it's in front. I don't know. When it's on the yard line like that, I'm not sure why you need a measurement.
Right. I hear what you're saying. Well, Kerrigan got up ahead of steam. And then at the point of attack, he was met solidly. Forward progress 25. It's an inch or two either way. I think he got it. Chain is stretched. And the Buccaneers did not make it.
Wow.
It has not gone right for Covington this evening.
That was Colin Dietrich that made the tackle there.
Well done by Dietrich. He's a stalwart in the offensive and defensive line both ways for the Redskins.
Sydney won 38-6. Anna's up 35-0 in the fourth. Last score I had from Lehman was 14-14 in the third quarter. Pickwell up 42-0 at the end of three.
So the Lehman-Graham game is a nail-biter going to the wire.
Yep.
Yep, Cavaliers need a victory.
Yeah, no doubt. 42-0 was the Pickwell final against Meadowdale.
And the Sydney Belmont final score was
38-6.
38-6. Now Troy has already beaten Belmont, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Now Belmont taking a licking from 2 GWAC schools. Troy and Sydney. Sydney thumping Belmont at Welcome Stadium tonight. We still have 9 minutes and 17 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. A little bit of indecision out on the field at the moment. Sideline warning issued against the Covington bench. It is 33-7 Fort Loramie. Redskins have the ball at their own 25-yard line. Here is a run by the quarterback for four or five. And Ratterman, who spelled Colin Moore briefly earlier this half when Moore went out with a gimpy ankle, is back in. Ratterman running the show now as the Redskins have substituted freely on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball. Fort Loramie next week on the road at Miami East.
Well, they need to come out of this healthy and ready to play.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully Brandewee and Logan Siegel can return next week for the tilt against the Vikings away from home. Running play, Fort Loramie left guard. Two running plays, total about eight, four each. And it's going to be third down for Fort Loramie, a little over a yard for a first down, down to 8 minutes and 14 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter.
Well, they got the down marker right at the stake. I'm not sure why that's not a first down, but must have about a half a football to go.
I said third and two. It's clearly third and less than one for the Redskins, who are in the spread. Ratterman takes the snap, churns toward the line of scrimmage, and he lurches up ahead over the line of scrimmage to the 37, and it's a first and 10 for Fort Loramie. Redskins have a timeout left. Covington, two timeouts left. Buccaneers are in cross-county conference play next week. As we mentioned, Fort Loramie has got the encounter at Miami East. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Tri-County North, a home game for Covington next Friday night. Here's a snap through the hands of Ratterman. It's on the ground. Way back at the 25, Fort Loramie recovery. That will set up second and a whole bunch in excess of 20 yards to go for a first down with 7:10 to go in the fourth. Tri-County North is a team that played Brookville to a tight struggle. Opening week of the season, Brookville prevailed, rallying from a 22-0 deficit to beat Tri-County North, which is Covington's opponent next Friday night. At Covington, won't be easy for the Buccaneers, who have Miami East on the 28th of September. Fort Loramie with a big win tonight, a decisive one, having beaten Madeira last week, a Division V club. Loramie will hope now that Covington garners a series of victories from here on out, although Covington will be the underdog against Miami East. Buccaneers can certainly go 6-4 for sure. Running play for the Redskins, a very small advance, setting up a third and 21 for Fort Loramie. Ball is over the Redskins 25 with 6:03 to go here in the fourth quarter, and a Redskin player is shaken up, which gives us an opportunity to take a break. 33-7 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Pangalinen, the offensive center for Fort Loramie, the young man who was slightly shaken up, looked like he came off the field under his own power. 6 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter, 33-7 Fort Loramie. Redskins confront a third and 21. from just over their own 25-yard line. Redskins won last year at Covington 28-21. And Fort Loramie winning handily in this game tonight. Redskins milking the play clock, which is down to 5:30, which is all the way down to near zero. Fort Loramie takes a timeout, the last one for the Redskins, with 5:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. And what was a slowly progressing fourth quarter of this game became even more slowly progressing.
Man, we just need one more score, and we could have been, the game would have been over with the running clock. This has been a snoozer here in the second half.
Graham, Lehman, Catholic, Chuck, last we heard, 14-14.
That's the last score I have there.
Sydney winning easily over Belmont, Anna winning easily over New Bremen, Piqua winning easily over Meadowdale. Minster playing Fort Recovery tonight. I would be interested.
Yeah, I just haven't heard a score there. If you can get that for us, Jeff.
Yeah, Minster playing home to Fort Recovery this evening. Here come the Reds. Easy for me to say. Here comes Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage, 3rd and 21. Doubt that we'll see much razzle-dazzle here. Ratterman takes the snap, simply pitches out, and the ball carrier bounces it wide for 4 up and over the 30-yard line to the 31 or 32. And that sets up a fourth down and about 17 or 18 yards to go for a first down with 5:26 to go in the fourth quarter. And guess what? 3 plays in succession now, followed by timeouts.
Well, you know, they've probably got a 26-point play that they're getting ready to run.
Covington takes a timeout, allowing us to tell you about Goffney Furniture in Sydney. You'd better not miss out on the new inventory of terrific furniture priced just right at Goffney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. You'd better get going to Goffney. Extremely high quality furniture, priced to meet your budget's needs. Great savings always at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. And for more savings, go to the website, take advantage of a coupon there. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store on the web at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney.
Now, this is the first punt of the game for Fort Loramie. No, second, and they just blocked the second
one. And it's a low snap, and the Redskins get it off late. The ball left Holdhouse's foot, no more than a foot or two, and it was smothered again for the second time in this game.
We got a Minster score. Minster leads Fort Recovery 20-19 in the third quarter.
Boy, that's a thriller.
We could head up the road, finish that one up.
Yes.
Might be over for this one.
Well, Buccaneers take over at the 20 of Fort Loramie. 5:22 to go in the fourth. That's Schmelzer still at quarterback. Short drop. Throwing near hash mark down near the goal line. And a nifty reception is made for the score. Well done. Andrew Cates on the receiving end as he turned toward his quarterback, angled toward the sideline in the end zone. And he reached up and stabbed the throw from Schmelzer to make it a 33-13 game. And McReynolds is on for the PAT. That's a very important game at Minster, Minster-Fort Recovery. That game's got a lot of playoff implications written all over it. Minster plays in this region of Division 7. Extra point try, McGovern, quite low, but it splits the uprights. He's got it. 5:16 left in this game. 33-14 now, Fort Loramie over Covington on scorersbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, as well as they played, obviously there's things that Fort Loramie still needs to work on.
Yep. And number one is the punt
team. Yeah. Bad snaps, too many people getting through the line. They think they're looking for an onside kick here. They got somebody back about the 25. Everybody else is within 5 yards of the kick.
McReynolds for Covington has teed up the football at the 40. Just over 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. 33-14 Fort Loramie. Covington players run forward, stop short of the 40.
Never seen that one.
Then retreat. And kick it onside up in the area of the 50. And Fort Loramie's Johnny on the spot. Redskins pick it up and zip to the Covington 40-yard line. Alert play.
Yeah, that was Ratterman.
He's got good hands. That was well done. Well, Fort Loramie will simply run the football. Covington, one timeout left. Fort Loramie, none. And the one timeout that is remaining between the two teams isn't necessary to be used here before the closure of this game.
You hope.
Covington's in Division 6, Region 24, with the likes of Fort Recovery, Marion Local, St. Henry, and Coldwater.
So they really don't want to make the playoffs.
Wow. Now Covington's been larger than Division 6 before. And if I recall, might have been briefly smaller than Division 6. Briefly at one stage, but Covington is Division 6 this year as Fort Loramie runs it for about 8 outside right tackle down to the Covington 43 or 44-yard line. A couple Buccaneer players getting up slowly. A few Redskins off the heap, rather tardy as well.
I think the quarterback is Damon Mesher, who is a freshman.
Thanks, Chuck, for staying on top of that. Third different quarterback used by Fort Loramie here tonight, Damon Mesher at the helm. Line of scrimmage, the Covington 44. Second and four with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter, and Fort Loramie leading 33-14. Mesher in the spread. He's back near the 50, takes the snap. Handoff, offensive backfield. Covington's all over it. And blankets that play for a loss.
That was Nate Meyer. They got all kinds of subs out there now.
Nate Meyer saddled with a 2-yard setback. Third down and 6 or 7 to go for Fort Loramie with under 4 to play in the game. Now, Covington is in Division 6, Region 24 with the likes of Fort Recovery, Marion Local, St. Henry, and Coldwater, as I noted. Minster, of course, is in the Fort Loramie Division 7, Region 28, with Layman Catholic, Delphus St. John's, New Bremen. Obviously, a much more lightweight region. End run, right side. Redskins grind it out inside the 45 of Covington. A stack up at the 40. Nate Meyer might have trudged far enough to get the first down. Chain might come in. Measurement could ensue. Good play by Dalton Weir of Covington, who came up to make the tackle. And the Covington Buccaneers go ahead and utilize their final timeout on the first down run by Nate Meyer of the Redskins with 3:27 to go in the fourth quarter. Chuck, we'll take the timeout, simply run down the entire array of our underwriting sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Also, plenty of gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. That's the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The gem of Rushi will make your ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 divisions. And thanks, too, to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. But the Redskins have been pushed back on a running play after generating a first and 10 at about the Covington 36, a 5-yard loss. It's second and 15 with 2:20 left to go in this game. Don't forget, Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street's got that pork chop special tomorrow night. Carl Arnes, now the man in charge at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Running play Redskins, stop cold right at the 40. Dale and Joyce Barhorst owned and operated Brookins for 12 years, did a splendid job. Now it's Carl's turn. He, too, will put his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Many specialty sandwiches, pizza, the pork chop special, as we noted, on Saturday nights. Brookins also the great place to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Thanks to Carl Arnes and the folks at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Splendid food, outstanding service. You'll enjoy Brookins. Open late. Carl's got an evening menu, a late-night menu for you, and you'll like it. Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. On the web, brookins-usa.com. Under a minute to go in the fourth. It's all academic. The last quarter plus has been pretty cosmetic here tonight at Fort Loramie. Redskins leading 33-14. Here's a pitch-out sweep and a loss behind the line of scrimmage. That was Nate Meyer, who was surrounded and decked on a 4th-and-12 play. And with 34.7 to go in this game, Covington will take over, trailing by a 33-14 count. Chuck at St. Henry at Anna next Friday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll be at Booster Field. Should be a very good ball game. Anna plays St. Henry. Very tough year in, year out. In fact, beat St. Henry at the Redskins field last season. And I can remember covering a couple Anna wins here over St. Henry, or I should say in Shelby County, against the Redskins. Here is Schmelzer to throw. Dumps it off short right sideline. And it is caught inbounds at the 48-yard line of Covington. Play good enough for 3. 20 seconds to go. Covington out of timeouts. Ball was caught inbounds. Schmelzer spikes it, leaving 14.7 on the clock. Third and 10 upcoming for Covington. Again, Covington returns home to play Tri-County North. Buccaneers falling to 0-3 here tonight, 0-1 in the Cross-County Conference. Fort Loramie 2-1, 1-0 in Cross-County Conference action. And Fort Loramie at Miami East next Friday night in a crucial Cross-County Conference showdown. Schaefer catches a flat pass for Covington and then quickly puts a toe on the boundary across the way to stop the clock. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 45. 8 seconds left, 33-14 Redskins. Buccaneers to the line of scrimmage, maybe time for two more plays. Schmelzer in the pocket, 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Throws it down and out near hash mark. Redskins with three black shirts around the receiver, Cates. Ball is on the ground, incomplete. And we've got 2.9 to go.
We'll give you a couple of stats here while they're running the clock out. 462 total yards for Loramie tonight. 341 of those through the air. 15 to 20 and 3 touchdowns.
Wow. The Redskins racking up 45 and 33. Two successive weeks. And last week, Fort Loramie, in defeating Madeira, had a tremendous offensive game as this contest comes to conclusion with an incomplete forward pass thrown by Covington.
Oh, they threw a flag.
Oh, there is a marker down.
It was interference, but I don't know how you throw that flag.
Game can't end on this penalty.
No, unless they decline it.
Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, in the span of a couple weeks, 363 total offense last week. How many yards tonight again?
462.
Oh, my goodness. That is nearly 900 yards in 2 weeks amassed by the Redskins' Big O.
Well, and on top of that, they really didn't play their running backs in it much in the second half at all.
Oh, you're right.
I don't think Hoeing touched it much. I know Mesher touched it once or twice. That was it.
Oh, that's a heck of a 1-2 punch. Fort Loramie trying to get healthy tonight. Carter Mesher dinged up a little bit last week. He performed admirably in this game this evening. Slight ankle injury to quarterback Colin Moore here tonight as Covington, after the pass interference of 15 yards, has stepped off against Fort Loramie. Buccaneers pitch it down the near sideline, incomplete, and the ball game comes to a close. 33-14, Redskins win it. Fort Loramie hopes to get Logan Siegel, a lineman, back. Of course, Brandewee, Nick out this week, didn't even dress. Hopefully he can return next week for the game at Miami East. And a few other Redskins nursed injuries. Didn't know how much we would see Mesher, but Carter was splendid in this game, as was Max Hoeing. Fort Loramie's offensive and defensive lines were put to the test by Covington and won that battle without question. At Fort Loramie, things to work on, especially the punt game. Covington's got to get better, that's for sure, in running the football, because Fort Loramie, as the game grew on, Fort Loramie slowed down the Buccaneers' rushing attack. Keep in mind, this is not a big Covington team. Head coach Tyler Cates in the pregame noted that. He said on defense they're going to have to take some gambles and do some pressures and blitzes. And tonight Fort Loramie got the lead, not allowing Covington to do that on defense. Buccaneers turned it over a couple times early with pass interceptions.
Right.
They're seventh and eighth of the season.
Yep.
And that doesn't win ball games.
They made some mistakes.
Yep.
And boy, trying to pick a Clancy's player tonight for Loramie is going to be tough. I don't know how to narrow it down.
Somebody in a black shirt.
Well, I'm going to give it to one of those. I mean, Colin Moore was terrific. C.J. Billing was terrific. Max Hoeing was terrific.
Both ways, too.
Yeah, and then Carter Mesher. So, Clancy's, boy, they just roll in cash, don't they?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to give it to Moore and Mesher and Billing and Hoeing.
How about LaFargo with the kick out of the end zone?
Yeah, okay.
A lot of stars tonight for Fort Loramie, which blitzes Covington to the tune of 33-14. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, a final thought, final time before we close it out here at Fort Loramie.
Well, I'm telling you that even though they lost to Minster, we saw such good things out of them. That was the first real game that they ran this offense. They had Brandewey out tonight. They had Mesher nicked up. If he was nicked up, I don't want to see him at 100%.
Logan Siegel, lineman, out.
Out. So, and Covington played St. Henry and Minster tough.
Yes.
Yep. I think we're seeing the beginning of a really, really good football team here at Fort Loramie.
Oh, yeah. Redskins look like a juggernaut in the making, no question about it. And Fort Loramie will have to be at the very top of its game. It's one of the best Miami East football teams ever to take the gridiron next Friday night, Fort Loramie at Miami East. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside. Did I slur that too quickly, Chuck?
No, it's Chuck McBee.
Chuck McBee. Chuck McBee, stats, color, on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have defeated the Covington Buccaneers 33-14.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.